Iranian missiles, some with ranges up to 1,200 miles, can reach U.S. warships and U.S. allies in the region.
Reaction in Israel from CBS News correspondent Robert Berger.
The Israelis fear these long-range missiles will one day be able to carry a nuclear weapon. That's what Israel wants to prevent. It wants to see harsher sanctions by the West on Iran. And, of course, the Israelis say their military option remains on the table.
What kind of sanction would be effective? Former State Department spokesman James Rubin.
We need to be very realistic about what sanctions can do against a regime like this. This is a pretty tough group of revolutionaries who are in charge here, who believe in their somewhat unorthodox ideology.
The missile test saber rattling comes just ahead of this Thursday's rare U.S. talks with Iran proliferation expert now, Joseph Cerincione.
Sometimes countries like Iran or North Korea will make this kind of macho show of force, largely for domestic purposes, before they make a concession.
Developments in the weekend arrest of film director Roman Polanski in Switzerland. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
He has been a wanted man for 30 years. Now Los Angeles officials want Roman Polanski brought back to the U.S., District Attorney Steve Cooley.
So about time. 3 decades.
Polanski was arrested this weekend as he was about to attend a film festival in Zurich. L.A. officials tipped off their Swiss counterparts. Polanski has been a fugitive since 1978 when he fled the U.S. just hours before he was to be sentenced for having sex with a 13-year-old girl. That was part of a plea bargain. Polanski was originally charged with drugging and raping his victim. The woman, now in her 40s, has said she has no desire to see Polanski put in prison.
I wouldn't want to carry hard feelings around with me for my whole life.
For the moment, Polanski's in a Swiss jail. He could be released on bail as he fights extradition. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The first time a child gets any kind of medicine, watch carefully. That's the message in new research. Let's get details live from Vicki Barker on the CBS Health Watch.
A new 10-year study shows more than 500,000 children a year need treatment, sometimes hospitalization, after reacting to a range of common medications. Kids under 5 are most affected, penicillin and other antibiotics the most common culprits. The researchers say parents should watch for rashes, stomach aches, diarrhea, or any other symptoms which appear after putting their child on a medication. One reassuring word, no children died from the drug reactions. Jim?
Say you're a woman with a diagnosis of breast cancer. You make the decision for a mastectomy, but what about the other breast, the healthy one? New study of patients in New York State finds the number of women opting for surgery to remove that healthy breast. The research comes from the Roswell Park Cancer Institute in Buffalo. Dr. Stephen Edge.
The number of women has more than doubled over the 10 or 11-year time frame of this study. It went from about 4% of the women having mastectomy to 15% of women having mastectomy choosing to have the other breast removed.
The 2016 Olympics in Chicago. City boosters believe they'll have a much better chance in landing the games now that the White House says President Obama will travel to Copenhagen to personally make a pitch for his hometown. It's 4 minutes after the hour.
My name is Kim. I will deliver your mail.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. The Colorado man accused of plotting a terror attack in New York will answer to conspiracy charges in a Brooklyn courtroom tomorrow. Najib Elazazi is accused of conspiracy to commit acts of terrorism. A new study of terror cases finds that suspects often go free because the evidence against them isn't strong enough to bring them to trial. A data research group at Syracuse University says the government prosecutes only 1 in 4 people charged with terrorism. Jurors considering the fate of an Aurora man accused in the disappearance of his daughter go to court today for a 9th day of deliberations. Aaron Thompson is charged with fatal child abuse and dozens of other crimes in the death of Aaron A. Thompson. Thompson reported his daughter missing in November of 2005 when she would have been 6 years old. Authorities believed she may have died about 2 years earlier. Her body has never been found. In sports, the Broncos go to 3-0 on the season with yesterday's 23-3 win over the Raiders. The Rockies have the day off after taking 2 out of 3 from the Cardinals. They now have a 2.5-game lead in the National League wildcard race. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Not a good way to start out this morning's commute. We got a multi-car accident. This is northbound I-25 right around Alameda. As I check on those CDOT cameras, looks like it's blocking up the left side of the highway, causing some bottlenecking. Everybody's trying to just squeeze by. And that ramp from eastbound 6th Avenue to northbound I-25 is currently closed. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a warm and sunny day with a high of about 72, low dropping down to 49. Currently, it's 43 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
FreewayUsed.com. Where do people go for the best prices on over 500 used vehicles? FreewayUsed.com. All makes, all models, low prices. FreewayUsed.com. Number one in Colorado. Freeway Ford Denver, Longmont Ford, or FreewayUsed.com.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
By the way, Bill Press, no intellectual giant.
I enjoyed his company. He had a warmth and brash humor that made up for his constant references to a former L.A. life. The retinue of women who supposedly still called him long distance every night. His past football exploits. The celebrities he knew.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Out of many, we are one. That while we breathe, we hope. And where we are met with cynicism and doubt, and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can.
President Obama heading to Copenhagen later in the week to push for to bring the Olympics 2016 to Chicago, Illinois. Just breaking news this morning that he was going to send his wife, the First Lady, but he's decided to go himself. Probably they're both going to go. Making it clear that the president strongly supporting his hometown of Chicago for those Summer Olympics. Well, hello, everybody. I mean, we got so much going on today. Big Monday, September 28, 2009. Good to have you with us here for this Monday edition of the Bill Press Show. We are coming to you live coast to coast all across the great United States of America, all the way from Portland, Oregon to Boston, Massachusetts, and all good points in between. Coming to you from our little radio factory on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. We're just down the street from the United States Capitol building, where they will be debating health care again today, plus Afghanistan. And not so far away from the White House, the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue, where they'll be also taking a look to trying to decide what to do about Afghanistan and what to do about Iran and getting ready for that trip to Denmark later in the week. We're on top of all of it, bringing it to you and getting your comments at 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-77-377. Excellent column by Frank Rich yesterday in the New York Times on the parallels between Afghanistan and Vietnam. Check it out at our website, BillPressShow.com. And while you're there, if you haven't already done so, sign up for a podcast. Buy a podcast, monthly or yearly subscription, and you can listen to all those interviews you might have missed, like last week's interview with Robert Greenwald, who's the producer for the new documentary Rethink Afghanistan, plus our interview with Dennis Kucinich on Friday about Afghanistan, all available on our podcast. Get your podcast subscription going to the website, BillPressShow.com. The Mad as Hell Doctors, by the way, we've talked to them a couple of times.
Uh-huh.
They're in Cleveland now and heading toward Washington, getting closer and closer. They'll be in town on Wednesday. A big rally when the single-payer Mad as Hell Docs come here, arrive from the West Coast, and their leader, Dr. Hochfeld, who's been with us a couple of times, is going to be here in studio with us on Thursday. Very excited. Look forward to meeting the good doctor. So, Peter Ogburn and Dan Henning, hello, guys.
Hello,
hey, Bill.
I got to tell you, it was so exciting yesterday. The Redskins out of town continuing their winning streak. Of course they're going to win. Yesterday we knew that because they were playing the worst team in football, the Detroit Lions. So it was a... made to order, right? That the Redskins would win.
I have to stop you there.
Didn't work out that way.
Not so much. Not so much.
Well, let's hear that. Let's hear that final call.
Campbell, back to pass, steps up, gives it to Moss. It's the flea flicker, pitch back. It's the Betts, and the clock is going to run out. This game is over. The Redskins went over the middle for a trick play, and the clock shows triple zeros. And the Redskins fall to a team that had lost 19 straight. Coming into the ballgame, final score this afternoon in Detroit, The Lions 19, the Redskins 14.
The Redskins lost to the worst team in football.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Redskins couldn't beat a team that lost 19 straight.
You know what? Good for them, man. Good for Detroit. Good for that city. And, you know, they got the Tigers in baseball who are doing very well.
Yeah.
And now this, I mean.
Yeah, Detroit's coming back.
Coming back.
How are the Nats doing?
Yeah. We now have, honestly, you can make the argument that we now have the worst team in football. I mean, we barely won a game last week against a terrible team.
Yeah. Yeah.
We lost to the former worst team in football, the Detroit Lions, yesterday, which, by the way, I predicted. I just toot my own horn on that again.
Mm-hmm.
It's they suck, and they're going to lose to the Bucs again next week, and the Bucs are not a good team. And then my prediction is they will fire Jim Zorn as head coach.
All right.
They'll fire him midseason, I bet.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, look, we do everything else so well in Washington that we can't be good at everything. Right?
Yeah. We have a good hockey team.
Hey, 11 minutes after the hour now, we are going to talk to Ken Walsh at the White House. He's the U.S. News and World Report reporter at the White House a little bit later in the show. And we'll kick off this hour with our good friend Joe Cirincione from the Plowshares Fund about Afghanistan and Iran. But first,
this is the Full Court Press.
Other headlines making news. Continuing on the football theme, Michael Vick was more of a decoy than a star in his return to the NFL yesterday. The formerly imprisoned quarterback played in his first regular season game since December of 2006, but it was the younger players on the Philadelphia Eagles that helped them rout the Kansas City Chiefs 34-14. Vick did play. He ran for 7 yards and threw 2 incomplete passes.
That was his first time out, right?
So in a regular season game, Played a couple preseasons, but eligible to start yesterday. Conan O'Brien expected back at work today. Production was halted Friday when the late-night host hit his head while taping a stunt for his NBC show, which sent him to the hospital. He said
he's so tall. He's got red hair. I mean, you know, I could... I'm okay. Well. And how's he doing?
He's great. He said he was said to be cracking jokes during the ambulance ride to the hospital, so they checked him out, and he's back at work tonight. And Pamela Anderson, the actress, reportedly owes over $1.1 million to various contractors after she remodeled her home, installing a swimming pool. In the process, People magazine checked L.A. County records, which show not one but 5 different construction companies have filed liens against her home, and she also needs to fork over $1 million in back taxes.
Deadbeat.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dan. Well, as if Afghanistan weren't enough to deal with, on Friday, just about this time on our show on Friday, we got the news that President Obama is going to be holding this urgent news conference in Pittsburgh. He did, with Prime Minister Gordon Brown and President Sarkozy of France, to announce the United States had discovered Iran had built this secret underground nuclear facility south of Tehran. They had not told the United Nations about it in violation of their agreement. And the 3 world leaders telling Iran they had to allow inspectors in right away and or face the consequences. So now we've got Afghanistan and Iran on the president's desk. Joe Cirincione. Peter.
I forgot his theme song. Oh,
my
God.
A theme song. Joe can't come on without the theme song.
You're right. Absolutely right. Let me get Joe's theme song.
Joe, we apologize. Peter's been asleep at the
switch.
There we go.
Sorry, Joe.
He's been asleep at the switch all morning, Joe. What can I tell you? Joe Cirincione, head of the Plowshares Fund back here on the Bill Press Show. Hi, Joe. Good Monday morning to you.
Good morning, Bill. Quite all right. I don't need all the pomp and circumstance.
Hey, so how serious is this nuclear facility that Iran has?
It's very serious, both diplomatically, a huge embarrassment for Iran, and has left them isolated. Nobody's coming to their defense on this, and many of their sort of trade partners and allies like Russia are now indicating that their support for increased sanctions. If Russia goes, then it's very likely that China will go along. China doesn't like to be the only one blocking an international action like this. It's also serious sort of technologically. It's the configuration of this site, its relative size, its location on a Revolutionary Guard base. So this is supposedly a civilian site that's been built in the mountains of Qom on a Revolutionary Guard military base. It indicates that this is designed for production of weapons material. It's too small, as far as we know right now. It's too small to be producing fuel, but it's just about the right size for covert production of weapons material. A plant this size, using the kind of centrifuges Iran has, could probably produce a bomb's worth of material a year. And there probably are other covert sites. It's unlikely this was the only one. There has to be other sites that would produce the feed material for these centrifuges, that would maybe a secret mine that would produce the uranium for the site. So there's a lot more to uncover, other nuclear shoes to drop.
Well, as a layman here, just speaking to myself, right, looking at it from a distance, I mean, is it my conclusion is if they were up to, if they weren't up to no good, right, they wouldn't have built it underground, right? Isn't that proof?
Well, their argument is that even their legal activities are sites that the U.S. or Israel would bomb. So they have to build it underground. That's their explanation for Natanz, the existing fuel production site that is configured big enough to actually make fuel. It's the secret part. If this was supposed to be completely legal, why not just announce it and construct it?
That's their argument, right? Yeah, and now here's what Ahmadinejad said Friday afternoon after the three world leaders had announced the existence of this site through a translator here.
A very ordinary facility that has been set up, and it's only in the beginning stages, and we still have a month before that final deadline.
So he's trying to say, Joe, it seems, what's the big deal? I mean, there's no reason to believe him at all, right?
No, none whatsoever. And I actually think Ahmadinejad is weaker now than he ever has been. Some will point out that he's consolidated control in the government, which is true. Most of his allies now occupy the key government spots. But the government itself is isolated. A huge part of the population rejects it, considers the election of Ahmadinejad illegal, a stolen election. There are growing rifts developing between him and the clerics. I personally think Ahmadinejad's days are numbered. I'd be surprised if he was still in power a year from now.
So, Joe, what are the options? I mean, we've heard talk about sanctions, and Hillary talked about sanctions over the weekend. The president said they're going to have to face a consequence. What kind of sanctions are we talking about, and would we have worldwide support for them?
We would. You've got a wide variety of options now, thanks to the strategy that Obama's produced. Let me just take a step back here. You have to reevaluate everything you thought about Barack Obama on Iran. And with this new knowledge, it's like watching one of those movies where there's this twist at the end that makes you reevaluate everything you just saw.
Mm-hmm.
Barack Obama knew a year ago, he was briefed during the transition, about that there was this secret site. So while he's extending the hand of friendship, while he's doing the Happy New Year video, he knows they're lying, that they're secretly constructing the site, and he does it anyway. And this strategy works perfectly. Iran looks like the cheating, lying, recalcitrant partner. The other allies line up behind Obama. They're not afraid that the U.S. is using threats of sanctions to somehow start another war. They trust Obama in a way they never trusted the other administration, and he brings the Russians along. So he carefully moves all the pieces on the board into this moment, gives Iran every opportunity to come clean. They don't. He exposes them, and he's got near unanimous consensus now for increased sanctions at the UN. You'll probably see that in December. But now there are also sanction options that the U.S. and the Europeans can do by themselves, including restrictions on bank investments, making it much more difficult for Iranian banks to get credit to move money around. Sanctions on the ultimate sanction is on gasoline, and the conservatives are pushing this one. There's a bill in the Senate called the Lieberman Bill that would cut off gasoline imports or exports to Iran. That's a blunt instrument. I'm not in favor of that yet, but I wouldn't rule it out because it causes so much pain to the Iranian people themselves, and we're unlikely to get much support for that. But there's a whole range of European and American sanctions we could put in on our own on oil and gas investment that would cripple the Iranian economy.
We're talking with Joe Sirianni, head of the Plowshares Fund, a frequent guest here on the Bill Press Show. Plowshares.org, P-L-O-U-G-H, shares.org, is the website. Joe, quickly on Afghanistan. So we know the General McChrystal's recommendation, 10 to 45,000 more troops. Now the criticism is that President Obama is taking too long, you know, to make a decision on this. You know, why the delay, McCain is saying and John Boehner is saying. This is worth taking some time to consider, Joe, right?
Yeah, they accuse him of dithering.
Yeah. So
the same people who want to take more time on health care want him to rush to commit 40,000 more troops to Afghanistan.
And he just got this recommendation a week ago.
Right, and there's clearly deep problems with this recommendation. As, yeah, you know, I read this 66-page report.
Yes.
And it's got some very keen insights and parts, but it's awfully vague. Awfully vague about this. And one of the things it points out is that the corruption and incompetence of the government itself is a threat to the success of this mission. And there's no real plan for how to fix that, so that you don't know if your counterinsurgency strategy, putting 40,000 more troops, can work unless the government is less corrupt and more competent, and there's no way to know that. So that's why Obama's listening to others who are urging them to take a different course, including his vice president, who is urging not a more aggressive U.S. military strategy, but consolidating the troops in the urban areas and working more on improving the government, not improving the size of the force.
Boy, as far as I'm concerned, he can take as long as he wants to make that decision, and I hope he makes the right one, which is sending no more troops. Joe Serencioni, excellent insights, as always, and analysis. Thanks so much for your time. Plowshares Fund and plowshares.org is the website. Thanks, Joe.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right, talk to you again soon.
Right.
The pulse of pop culture and politics. The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
DoubleMySpeed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Dodge Grand Caravan and its promises are never empty. Grand Caravan offers you dependability and demonstrates it by being named most dependable van in a recent J.D. Power and Associates study. And this all comes with a starting price of $22,995, or you can choose attractive leasing options. Dodge Grand Caravan, delivering on its promises for over 25 years. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, please visit jdpower.com. See dealer for pricing and details.
A left lane accident northbound I-25 right around Alameda.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining. With the recent success of movies District 9 and Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds, you might be wondering, what's next? Well, there are actually three big contenders set for release in the coming months. The Apocalyptic 2012 on November 13th, The Twilight Saga New Moon on November 20th, and James Cameron's eagerly anticipated Avatar on December 18th.
Showbiz. Sewer system. Blimey, you could have all sorts of loo problems.
As a member of the Tom Martino referral list, let the chaps at Drain Solvers camera your sewer lines for $79. Only $79 to see if your sewer is spot on and root-free. You'll thank those blokes with every sweet flush. So before you purchase your new home, call 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000.
We don't sell toilets, we don't sell sheets.
Hi, I'm Brad Barnett, president of Mountain High Appliance in Louisville. I started Mountain High Appliance because I believe people deserve a better way to shop for appliances. I didn't buy my store, I started it from my garage over 16 years ago, and today I'm proud of our single location super showroom. 7 live functional kitchens that look like the parade of homes, and better prices, quality service, and installation than anyone. That's how we've built our reputation. Plus, we've got more brands than any store for incredible side-by-side comparisons. Try finding all of this at a big box chain store. To celebrate our new Sunday and extended hours, we're offering an entire kitchen of stainless Whirlpool appliances for only $19.95, plus interest-free financing. You might not be buying a new home, but this weekend's a great time to remodel and make your kitchen look like new. A perfect price from Whirlpool and Mountain High Appliance. Visit us weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, just north of Flatirons Mall in Louisville, or on the web at mountainhighappliance.com. Now open 7 days a week. Thank you.
Here, AM 760.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Counsel, senior advisor to the president. Originally, the White House had said that the First Lady would lead the American delegation. The president, too much else on his plate, healthcare, Afghanistan, Iran, he wouldn't be able to get away. But the White House announcing this morning, nope, the president himself is going to join the American delegation and the First Lady. He's leaving on Thursday, will arrive there Friday morning. Just in time for Chicago's presentation to the Olympic Committee, the International Olympic Committee. And then they make the announcement on Friday, and he will turn around and come back to Washington. I got to tell you, I don't know how this Olympic stuff works, but I have a feeling. I just got a feeling that if the president is going himself to be there in Copenhagen when they make the announcement as to who's going to get the Summer Games, don't you think they might have some inside information that he's not going to have egg on his face?
Exactly.
Don't you think? Yeah.
Yeah.
So we don't want to say congratulations too early, but bringing you the news, president on his way to Chicago, to Copenhagen, for Chicago. Ken Walsh, White House, next.
This is the Bill Press Show.
What if I said you could erase your wrinkles, tighten your skin, and make frown lines disappear from view, all without surgery or injections? With all the creams you've tried, you're probably skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a free trial of a scientific breakthrough called hydroxytone. Shed years from your appearance faster than you ever thought possible.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
Request your risk-free trial of this proven breakthrough today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in VIP gift bags at international film festivals.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-300-0841. But hurry. When this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-300-0841. 1-800-300-0841.
It's already a busy drive as you're out and about. We've got a multi-vehicle accident northbound I-25 near Alameda. Police activity on the ramp from eastbound 6 to northbound I-25. Now we're getting word of a surface street crash. This involves a couple different cars at 17th and Colorado. Could see some activity there as emergency crews are responding to that one. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a mild one today. Sunny skies and a high of 72, currently 43. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Pinnacle at City Park South just got better. A lot better. Specially reduced prices and below market interest rates now make owning even more affordable than rent. Get the whole story at denversbestforless.com.
I have questions, and I want to know both sides of every issue. That's why I turn to the news source I trust, the Denver Post. With the largest reporting staff in Colorado, I get the news and issues that are important to me. It's no wonder that more people turn to denverpost.com for breaking news than anywhere else. And I want to know how to have a voice in the discussion. So for me, there are the DenverPost.com's blogs and online forums, plus the Post's Facebook and Twitter features. When I want to know, I turn to the Denver Post.
Do you find yourself forgetting things? Don't feel as sharp as you used to? Then listen to what Steve from Minneapolis says about Neurostin.
I'm 51 and was feeling off my game. The young guys at my office, they're sharp. Meanwhile, I was having trouble forgetting names and important information. I've got to stay competitive. This is my life we're talking about. So when my wife saw an article about Neurostin, she called for a free trial.
Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with clinically proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. 1-800-900-3880.
Neurostin helps me keep up with the best of them. My memory's what it was 15 years ago.
A better memory's just a phone call away. Call now to try all-natural Neurostin risk-free while supplies last. For your free trial, call 1-800-900-3880 in the next 10 minutes and tell the operator you want to improve your memory for free. 1-800-900-3880. 1-800-900-3880.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents your instrument panel.
We, the panel, have some additional information for you.
Ooh, thanks.
You can receive money-saving Ford service offers by email.
Oh, great.
You can also have the latest Ford service offers sent directly to your mobile phone.
Great again.
Just go to genuineservice.com to sign up.
Genuineservice.com. Got it.
It's a website.
Yes, instrument panel, I'm familiar with websites.
You'll find them on the web.
I know where to find them. Just be clear.
Visit your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer today.
I'm Howie Mandel. Did you know attention deficit hyperactivity disorder in adults is a real and treatable medical disorder? The symptoms of ADHD make it difficult to pay attention, focus, be organized, complete tasks, and maintain relationships. Talk to your doctor and visit AdultADHDIsreal.com.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
33 minutes after the hour here on Monday, September 28th. Big day at the White House today. First of all, there's lots going on. And secondly, the president's back in town. Out of town all last week. No White House briefings last week. The president on the road. He's settled back in with a full plate. And first White House briefing in over a week, scheduled for this afternoon at 1 p.m. I'll be there joining our good friend Ken Walsh, who's chief White House correspondent for U.S. News and World Report. Hey, Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
So breaking news already this morning. They didn't even wait till the briefing to announce the president's going to Copenhagen. After all, right?
Exactly. He's going to put in his pitch for the Chicago having the Olympics, and he looks like he's going to leave Thursday night, make his pitch, and come back Friday. So it's going to be a whirlwind trip, but I think the feeling is, you know, he has, of course, the roots in Chicago, and Michelle, his wife, is going to be going to make a pitch for the Olympics, too. So that was the original purpose, so now the president's going to think that his attending this and making his personal request might push it over the top.
Well, you know, I don't know whether you were there the day that this first came up. Actually, somebody just, it was almost a, you know, off-the-wall question, any plans to go to Denmark, and Robert Gibbs said no. And then Lynn Sweet, of course, representing Chicago Star, right. Chicago Sun-Times, you know, shouted out, "Why not?" right? And then it became kind of an issue. And then the next thing was that what we heard, and Gibbs at the time said, well, there's just no travel plan, so, you know, no big deal. But then next we heard that the First Lady was going, and now we hear the President. Then we heard that an advance team was going just in case they could get him free, and now he is going. So, Ken, we were just speculating about this before the break. Do you think they have some advance word that Chicago's going to get this for the President to go out of his way to go there, to be there for the announcement?
I think that's a good clue, yeah, that he's going, that they have some advance word. I mean, as I recall, when London got the Olympics, I think that it was Tony Blair at the time, I believe, went, and that worked. So, you know, there is a case to be made that if you have the head of government, especially somebody who still has as much charisma as a Barack Obama, it does make a big difference to the Olympic Committee. Now, if he doesn't get it, you know, there's a certain public relations risk there if it doesn't work.
Yeah.
So I think there's got to be some sense, you know, just be common sense. And my skeptical mind tells me that they had to have some heads up here that this is going to work.
Well, I read it the same way. Now, it's not as if the President doesn't have a lot of important things on his plate. Let's start with Afghanistan. Is there any word yet about when they're going to make a decision on sending more troops?
No, I mean, you know, as we all do, keep trying to get this deadline timetable situation, and apparently it's not imminent is the terminology that's being used, because, you know, the President is making a point that this report by General Stanley McChrystal that has triggered so much of this public attention that he's got to sort of digest that. There's many meetings over the weekend. It came out that he's got a number of meetings scheduled with his national security advisors to go over this. He's a very methodical person, and so it doesn't sound like this is going to happen this week or anytime soon. I think I'm told it's a matter of weeks. But that's causing some criticism because a lot of conservatives are saying, look, the military needs the troops.
Mm-hmm.
This shouldn't be that tough a decision. Go ahead and approve them. But President Obama is very, you know, careful in making these kind of choices, and, you know, these war and peace decisions, sending troops into harm's way are the toughest that a president makes, and I think a lot of people understand that he's being careful here.
The New York Times reporting yesterday that his advisors, too, as he's weighing this, are split on the issue, with most notably Vice President Biden saying, no, rather than send more troops, we ought to scale back and have more of a strike force approach, but Secretary of State Hillary Clinton saying they need more troops, send more troops. So leaves the president right in the middle, I guess.
It does, yeah. And, you know, those are pretty forceful advocates.
Yeah,
you know, on one side, the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, the other side, the Vice President Joe Biden. And, you know, it goes from there. You know, there's a sense that among his political advisors that there's a lot of reluctance to go ahead with the more troops. You know, the talk is that Ambassador Holbrooke, who's in charge of the Afghan-Pakistan account, was also on Hillary Clinton's side in this, in looking to put more troops in. But it's far from that. I wouldn't say that anybody has an advantage in that case. This is Obama's decision, and this is the kind of a thing where he's going to be exhaustive in talking to people and thinking it through. And this could be. We like to talk about defining moments, but this certainly could be one for him in deciding which way to go with Afghanistan. It's declining in public approval, and, you know, the whole war effort there. And there's a lot of people feel it has resonance to Vietnam. You know, that's a longer discussion, but there's sort of comparison points and contrast points. So it's not a clear-cut case, but that's what makes it so tough.
Ken Walsh is Chief White House Correspondent for U.S. News and World Report here on the Bill Press Show. Yeah, I thought Frank Rich's column yesterday, Ken, I'm sure you saw it, about the parallels with John F. Kennedy and Vietnam,
right,
and Barack Obama and Afghanistan. That was a pretty powerful, very powerful column, I thought.
It
right.
was, yeah. I mean, I wrote my presidency column on our digital edition about exactly the same thing, and looking at some of the Vietnam parallels, and you know, if you look at the early decisions made to escalate there, that's where a lot of people who are concerned about Afghanistan and our commitment are really unsettled, because that there are some serious you know, questions there that we're going down this road that we really don't have, you know, what they call the exit strategy. We don't really, we haven't defined the mission. And there's talk that Colin Powell, the you know, one of our iconic military leaders from the last generation, has talked to President Obama and has warned him about the concerns about not having the exit strategy, the whole Powell doctrine, you know,
right,
that we talked about so much, you know, for the last 20 years, that you have to have overwhelming force support from the people in the United States before you commit like this. And so far, you know, the standards that Powell outlined for military escalation or engagement really don't exist fully in the Afghanistan situation.
Well, George Bush did not listen to Colin Powell. Let's hope that Barack Obama does. But it's interesting to me, Ken, and you've been around watching the press, and you've written books about the White House press briefing room, but a lot longer than I have. But you know, that no matter what presidents want to accomplish, events have a way of overpowering them and overtaking them, right? Clearly, the President Obama wants to focus on health care and the economy, and now all we're talking about is Afghanistan and Iran.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, it's funny. I was just thinking about exactly this point. You know, we had all this attention, you know, to the G20, this group of 20 economic summit, and those almost always tend to focus on something that's completely unanticipated. You know, the supposed to be the economic agenda, but of course, the big announcement was on this Iranian underground uranium facility that the president made last week. So, but it just shows that reality intrudes. No matter, that's why, you know, presidents have not only a tough job, but how we can't really predict, you know, from one day to the next,
no,
what kind of issues are out there.
But on health care, what is your reading now with the Finance Committee finishing up its negotiations? Do you believe the president will have that opportunity to sign a bill this year?
Yeah, I do. I think that, you know, it's often said that the Democrats are really need to have this done to avoid the kind of sort of political collapse they had the last time there was health care, and they failed to get a bill through that they're going to make it happen this time. Much scaled down. I think, you know, we'll have the portability provision, the pre-existing conditions will be taken care of, some insurance reform that will be forced on the insurance companies. No public option, looks like. But I think it's a case where I think they do have to get something done, even if it's disappointing to a lot of people who thought this would be sort of the cosmic healthcare overhaul. It's not heading in that direction, but there's enough agreement, as the people in the White House say very, very frequently at the briefings and in other contexts. We in the media are focusing on the points of disagreement, but there really are a lot of points of agreement. So I'd be surprised if there was not something on the president's desk by the end of the year and that he'll sign.
They'll have a signing ceremony. They'll claim victory.
Right.
Liberals like me will be disappointed, but it will give them enough to crow about and call that a huge success. Well, Ken, whatever issues still are unresolved, you and I will resolve them when we get down there and face
right.
Robert Gibbs a few hours from now.
Exactly.
for today's press briefing. I'll look for you down there.
Okay, thanks a lot, Bill.
Thanks, Ken. Thanks for joining us. Ken Walsh, Chief White House Correspondent for U.S. News and World Report. Yeah, he wrote a book about the job of the White House Press Secretary with the White House Press Corps called Feeding the Beast, the White House versus the Press. Excellent book. Read it a couple of years ago.
This is The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
It's quite a proposition when you think about it. You contact GEICO and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. 15 minutes, simple as that. Something they've been doing for over 70 years. You want car insurance and you want extra money in your wallet, done and done. Now, not only do you have some nice car insurance, you've got plenty of money to spend on some tasty biscuits. Or flowers for your mum. Or whatever it is you fancy.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Listeners, here's a simple way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome.com. IncomeAtHome.com. That's IncomeATHome.com.
The drive as you're heading downtown past DU for northbound I-25, starting to drag a bit. We've got a multi-vehicle accident that occurred right around Alameda, still blocking up that left lane as they work to get that out of your way. So you're going to find speeds dipping down into the teens in spots. Off those main roads, we've got a crash at 17th and Colorado. Sounds like they're getting ready to move that one. Eastbound 6th Avenue, still sluggish, federal to I-25. Volume really starting to build. Southbound I-25 approaching 104th to 84th. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Health officials are concerned about a novel H1N1 flu spreading from person to person. To help fight this flu, cover your nose and mouth with a tissue when you cough or sneeze, then throw the tissue away. Wash your hands often with soap and water, especially after coughing or sneezing. If you're sick, stay home and limit contact with others to keep from infecting them.
To learn more, visit flu.gov. Or call the Colorado Health Information Line at 1-877-462-2911.
Are you or a loved one asking repeated questions, forgetting to take medication, struggling for common words, or unable to recall short-term events? A clinical research study is now enrolling adults with memory loss or mild cognitive impairment to participate in a clinical research study. Volunteers may receive study-related medical care, investigational medication, laboratory testing, and cognitive testing. Medical insurance is not needed to participate. Taking action today may lead to tomorrow's answers. Call 303-477-CARE to learn more. If you know has memory issues, please call Radiant Research at 303-477-CARE. Are you or a loved one asking repeated questions, forgetting to take medication, struggling for common words, or unable to recall short-term events? Call 303-477-CARE to learn more. If you or someone you know has memory issues, please call Radiant Research at 303-477-CARE.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's
one less chore. Pick up and delivery at your door. Dry Cleaning Station takes one household chore off your list. They'll pick up and deliver your dry cleaning to your home or office, no extra charge. Let Dry Cleaning Station make dry cleaning convenient, or drop your clothes by one of their three convenient locations in Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Parker. Go to dcsdenver.com. Dry Cleaning Station, located on the corner of Care and Satisfaction. Get $10 free dry cleaning at Bargain Watch on 850KOA.com.
Sotomayor, over the weekend, she was invited to throw out the first pitch at a Yankees game, and man, either she has a talent that we didn't know about, or she was rehearsing quite a bit. She gets it right over the plate for a strike. Here's the announcer.
The woman who was credited with ending baseball's work stoppage in 1995. She ended the strike. She threw a strike.
From the stretch.
Your Honor, Your Honor.
Your Honor, Your Honor. Right across the plate, man, I got to tell you. So then they kept her in for the full 9 innings.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, you're doing so good. Just we'll knock the pitcher out, and you can take over.
She's in D.C. now. We could use a couple of good ball players.
We could use her on the Nets. That's right. Hey, you know, they don't work that hard at the court.
Really?
Yeah.
She's got nights off for night games.
Exactly. Yeah, so you could play, you know, play judge in the morning and play baseball in the afternoon. God, who knows? On the talk shows yesterday, all about Iran, all about Afghanistan, but also the subject of Gitmo comes up, Guantanamo Bay. The White House now admitting that they will not be able to shut down Guantanamo by the naval prison at Guantanamo Bay by January, as intended. But Robert Gates, the defense secretary, said he still thinks it was good to set the deadline.
Last year, this issue was discussed about closing Guantanamo and executive orders to do that and so on. And the question was, should we set a deadline? Should we pin ourselves down? I actually was one of those who said we should, because I know enough from being around this town that if you don't put a deadline on something, you'll never move the bureaucracy. But I also said, and then if we find we can't get it done by that time, but we have a good plan, then you're in a position to say it's going to take us a little longer, but we are moving in the direction of implementing the policy that the president set.
You know, I'm starting to like this Robert Gates. I think he's okay. He's a pretty level-headed guy. And I think it was right to set a deadline for Guantanamo. And then, of course, if you don't set a deadline, you never get anything done. If you don't meet the deadline, then you just extend it. But the problem is, of course, the reason they had to extend it is because all of this crazy opposition to bringing some of the leftover prisoners, however they have 50, 60, 100, however many would be left at that time, and bringing them and putting them into some secure federal prison in the states. I mean, Republicans have raised stink about that, saying, you know, we don't have prisons that can hold them, which is just crazy. It's crazy. But that's the only reason why President Obama will not be able to close Gitmo as he promised, because Republicans are blocking him from doing so. On another issue, we marked the passing of Bill Safire. Started out as a speechwriter for Richard Nixon, became known more for his conservative column in the New York Times and for his wordsmith column in the New York Times magazine. And as Safire himself pointed out, for as such a right-wing conservative as he, to be writing for the New York Times was rather unusual. Why did they do so?
I get a lot of mail, now a lot of email, from people saying, how come you're at the New York Times? You stick out like a sore thumb. Well, I was hired to be the sore thumb.
The sore thumb of the New York Times dying over the weekend. I saw Pat Buchanan this morning. Pat and Safire together were Richard Nixon's speechwriters in the White House. And the other big news of the day, of course, in addition to everything on President Obama's plate with Afghanistan, Iran, and the Olympics, is unrelated to anything the White House is doing. I want to make that clear. Roman Polanski, film producer extraordinaire, arrested in Zurich at the request of the district attorney from Los Angeles County, who's been after him. Various district attorneys after him since 1977, when he was accused of drugging and sexually molesting a 13-year-old girl. He pleaded guilty. He was 44. She was 13 at the time. He pleaded guilty. Part of the plea bargain was that he would undergo psychiatric examination, which he did, 42 days at Chino State Prison. He was due to go in for sentencing. But he got word that the judge was thinking of breaking the deal because the judge was afraid he'd be criticized for giving him too lenient a sentence. And so Roman Polanski fled the United States. He's been on the lam living in France, now 76 years old, living in France ever since. His friend Otto Wiesner, among others over the weekend, saying, hey, let bygones be bygones.
Millions and millions of people love his work. He's a brilliant guy, and he made a little mistake 32 years ago.
Yeah.
What a shame for Switzerland.
Yeah, it was more than a little mistake. It was pedophilia. It was a horrible crime. But the victim herself has said what's past is past. She does not want to pursue it. So we'll see whether he's brought back to this country or not. And I'll be back with today's parting shot.
The time for bickering is over. The time for games has passed.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation. This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
You remember how tough it was growing up? Are you now watching your child experience the same problems you had? Whether it's a struggle with making friends, teasing and peer pressure, or issues with honesty, respect, and courtesy, building self-esteem and character is critical to your child's happiness and success.
Hey parents, want your kids to have the skills necessary for a successful life? I'm Rob Heller. When I realized my 12-year-old was struggling to master basic people skills, I went looking for a program to help. I couldn't find anything that taught important life skills. That's why I created Boost Kids. I promise Boost Kids will do three things for your child. Teach them people people skills, build their character, and boost their confidence. Developing these skills is what makes people successful in life.
I found that by doing the Boost program, it made everything a lot easier. I just felt a lot more confident.
Try Boost Kids now, 100% risk-free, by calling 877-855-3878. That's 877-855-3878. Take advantage of this limited-time offer. Try Boost Kids free, 877-855-3878. That's 877-855-3878.
Decisions. Business owners make hundreds of them every day. Hire or make do. Pay vendors or hold off. Go after new business or conserve resources. And when business owners recently talked to American Express Open about how they pay bills, the decisions they had made were equally different. Take Mark Pascal of Pascal Electric. He pays 80 to 90% of his expenses with a gold card from American Express Open. And likes the results.
Cash flow. That's where the card comes in for me. It buys me an additional 30 days of money to keep my business. Couldn't live without it.
However, other business owners prefer to pay bills a different way. Like Alan Hugg, founder of InnerGuide Technologies.
You know, checks work just fine for my business. They're easier to track, and I like the paper trail. We just want as tight a handle on things as we possibly can.
Is the gold card right for you? Visit goldforbusiness.com and hear both sides of the story from established business owners. Then decide for yourself.
When did you start feeling older? When was the last time you felt active and alive? When you felt alert and energized? If it seems like you're often tired and you don't feel as good as you used to, you should know it doesn't have to be this way. If you want to go from aging to active, get ready to call, because we're giving away free trials of a fish oil formula that guarantees you'll feel a difference. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-500-3968. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-500-3968 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-500-3968. That's 1-800-500-3968.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Monday, September 28th, my parting shot for today, yes, it dropped like a bomb in the G20 summit Friday morning. President Obama's announcement that Iran had constructed a secret underground nuclear facility big enough and probably designed to hold centrifuges for making nuclear weapons. And suddenly the situation with Iran is more dangerous than we thought, and Barack Obama has a real problem on his hands. So what do we do? And what do we know? We know for sure that Iran plans to use its nuclear capacity to develop the nuclear bomb. Otherwise, they wouldn't have kept this plant secret. And we know that George Bush's isolation policy against Iran failed completely. While we were distracted with Iraq, which posed no serious threat, we totally ignored Iran, which is a serious threat and was then. So what do we do? Three things, seems to me. One, demand that Iran immediately open all facilities to international inspectors. Two, join with other nations in warning Iran of the sanctions they face if they don't. And three, begin negotiations with Iran on incentives they need to resume a peaceful and productive relationship with the West. Yeah, it's not an easy task. Just one more mess Obama has inherited from George Bush. All right, briefing today on Afghanistan, Iran, and health care. We'll bring you it all tomorrow. Check the website, BillPressShow.com. Hey, and buy a podcast while you're at it.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Are you having sexual problems and concerned about the side effects some drugs may have? Well, now there's a natural alternative that you can try absolutely free. Introducing Zencor Plus. Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Sandor. Zencor Plus is a combination of powerful herbs that will help to improve your sexual performance, stamina, and drive. Just take 45 minutes before sexual activity, and you'll experience fast-acting results with hours and hours of sustained sexual performance. Zencor Plus works the first time, every time. Guaranteed. I'm so confident that Zencor will work for you that I'm willing to give you a free sample so you can put it to the test. I know once you've tried Zencor, you'll swear by it.
Experience the incredible power of Dr. Develop ZenCore Plus absolutely free. Call 1-800-395-1031. That's 1-800-395-1031. Free samples are available for a limited time only, so you must call now. 1-800-395-1031. 1-800-395-1031.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Fugitive filmmaker Roman Polanski spent the night in a Swiss jail. His next stop is anybody's guess. Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman in Los Angeles. What's the latest, Steve?
Well, Frank, L.A. officials want Roman Polanski brought back to the U.S. to finally face sentencing. L.A. District Attorney Steve Cooley.
Our office will submit the appropriate paperwork, and it depends on whether he waives extradition or fights it.
Polanski has been a fugitive since 1978 when he fled the U.S. after pleading guilty to having sex with a 13-year-old girl. It does appear Polanski will fight extradition, and the governments of France and Poland are pressuring Swiss authorities to now release Polanski. Live in Los Angeles, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Days after a secret Iranian nuclear plant was exposed, the Iranians have test-fired a number of missiles, including one that could strike targets across the Middle East and beyond. MJ Gohel is the London-based security analyst.
It is capable of reaching not only Israel and U.S. bases in the Gulf, but most of Turkey, as also parts of Europe.
Iran's nuclear ambitions will be on the table in Geneva later this week at a meeting with representatives from the United States, the European allies, Russia, and China. A new study finds that 3 out of 4 suspected terrorists are never brought to trial. David Burnham helped put that report together.
This really quite astonishing fact that the government doesn't prosecute the cases that the investigators bring to them raise questions about how the government is targeting people.
The Justice Department says Burnham's analysis is flawed. President Obama will pitch for the home team when he travels to Copenhagen, Denmark at the end of the week. CBS's Bill Plant tells us the president will tell Olympic officials why his hometown, Chicago, should host the 2016 Summer Games.
It's unusual in that this is the first president ever to go and make the pitch to the International Olympic Committee in person. But it's a big deal for him and for Chicago, so I'm sure that he does it understanding that it increases the likelihood that Chicago will get the Games.
The 2010 headcount will feature bilingual census forms. That's a first. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. What's behind this, Vicki?
No one knows just how many Latin Americans live in the U.S. because the numbers speak no English and may also mistrust the authorities. It's why many immigrant communities have been undercounted before. So to extend the linguistic hand of friendship, more than 13 million households in mainly Spanish-speaking areas will be getting bilingual census forms this time around. Latino advocates hope a more accurate count will show U.S. politicians they're a force well worth wooing. Frank?
Health officials are afraid that medical problems having nothing to do with reactions to the H1N1 flu vaccine will be blamed on a vaccine anyway. Vanderbilt University's Dr. William Schaffner is part of a program to separate fear from fact.
Inevitably, some persons will raise questions about whether their medical event was precipitated by the vaccine. And that's what this program is designed to investigate.
S&P futures are up about 5 points just ahead of the opening bell. This is CBS News.
What's your eureka moment?
I read online that we have more than 100 years of natural gas right here in the States, and supplies growing. Solving our immediate and future energy needs right here, right now, I'd say yeah. That's my eureka moment. Apparently hers too.
America's new natural gas. Cleaner, smarter energy. Discover more at newnaturalgas.org. Sponsored by America's Natural Gas Alliance.
If you're a contractor, 4 of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered prices throughout the store on items pros use the most, like 25% off all in-stock GAF Elk shingles sold exclusively at the Home Depot. Savings like that can then lead to the 4 best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 30th in U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. The holiday travel season means you'll be stuffing something a little extra into the airline stockings. A number of airlines are adding a $10 surcharge for busy travel days around the holidays. United and American were first, adding the fee for the Sunday after Thanksgiving and the 2nd and 3rd of January. At least 2 other airlines have joined in. So maybe you should drive. The price of gasoline is down 7 cents a gallon the last week. and it may be going down even more.
No one knows what crude oil prices will do or any petroleum prices will do, but I think the most likely scenario is down some more. Gasoline prices could be falling at street level for weeks.
Analyst Trilby Lundberg says the average price in Denver is $2.35 a gallon. Nationally, it's more than $2.50. In sports, the Broncos go to 3-0 on the season with yesterday's 23-3 win over the Raiders, and the Rockies have the day off after taking 2 out of 3 from St. Louis. The Rockies have a 2.5-game lead over Atlanta in the wild card race. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive traffic.
Northbound I-25 still slow on that approach to Alameda, that following an earlier accident.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Counts is calling your area to study traffic counts, and your information makes a difference. For info, visit nustats.com/frontrange.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents your instrument panel.
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more with no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Love it.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. I'm John Turk, filling in for David Sirota and Jay Marvin here on AM 760. It's been a while since I've done this. It's good to be here. Pretty eventful weekend for me. I'm kind of hurting this morning, so I will need your help with phone calls at 303-713-7600. I've just beaten my body down over the last, like, 10 days. Went to Vegas, not this weekend, but the last weekend. Had the flu the first 2 days I was in Vegas. And first time that's ever happened to me where went on vacation and nailed with the flu. So my first 2 days in Vegas really sucked. And had a great time at my father-in-law's wedding. He got remarried, and congratulations to Mike and Irene. And that was a great time. You know, luckily I felt better the last day we were there, so I was able to at least get one good day of Vegas. And then now last week was trying to, you know, just feel better. And then comes Beer Fest. Nothing to knock down your immune system like sampling 2,000 different beers. So that was Friday night. Had a great time. Thanks for everybody who registered here at AM760.net to try to win those tickets. I wish we could have sent everybody, but for those who went, I hope you had a great time. I sure did. It sounds like Dave did on Saturday as well. My beer winner, the beer I tried that I think everybody needs to have a little sip of, is called IPAX. It's India Pale Ale. I'll figure out where the brewery was, but it's IPAX, and it was dang tasty. It's probably my second favorite beer now to Pliny the Elder at a Russian River Brewing Company in California. But had a great time on Friday. Saturday was me and my wife's 18-year, I guess you'd call it, together anniversary. I took a lot of crap for that on Saturday. It's like, you know, we had the 10-year wedding anniversary this summer, but 18 years ago on Saturday, me and Stacy had our first kiss. So a lot of my friends are giving me a hard time for me even knowing that date, but, you know, we've been together for 18 years. How am I going to forget that one? Had a lot of fun with Stacy on Saturday. We went to the Bluebird Theater to see Hill Country Review. And if you've not heard of them, I definitely think you should check them out. It's kind of fun. An old friend of Clear Channel, Ryan Kingsbury, is now the manager of the band. And so we were able to go backstage after the show and hang out and talk with the band and hang and drink a couple beers and just BS till about 3 o'clock in the morning. And so all yesterday, just kind of laying low, reading the news wires, watching a little football. How about them Broncos? Are they the worst 3-0 team in the league? I hate to say that, but, you know, they played some pretty bad teams to start, even though the Bengals are looking pretty good. So that win in week one might have been their most impressive win, even though it was kind of a fluke play. But those Broncos are 3-0. The Rockies are rolling towards the playoffs. So it's a nice week in sports here in Denver, too. But there's several stories I was looking at yesterday and this morning and kind of struggling over which one to go over with you. I know all, you know, the ace story and what everybody's talking about is this Zazi case and him going to New York, and it looks like they're going to have a court hearing tomorrow. Dude was in an Aurora hotel building bombs, and that is just freaky. And luckily this threat was thwarted, you know, stopped in time. And who knows how many other cases there are like this out there. And it leads to the whole question of whether the whole post 9/11 NSA spy program works, whether that was responsible for, you know, stopping this problem. And if I can, I'm just going to read a little bit out of this Denver Post article from yesterday, and it kind of deals with whether the post 9/11 tools were used in thwarting this case. Once it became clear to the FBI that Najibullah Zazi posed a real threat, some of the police and intelligence reforms instituted after the 2001 terrorist attacks worked just as designed. Local and federal agents worked together quickly and with purpose. Wiretaps helped reveal what Zazi was saying. Travel records were mined to build a record of Zazi's journeys. Now, the arrest of Zazi and apparent disruption of an alleged bomb plot is a situation brought about by the changes in the way we do business since 9/11. Knocking down the walls between law enforcement agencies that allows us to work collaboratively here and overseas, Denver FBI Special Agent in Charge James Davis said in an interview. But it's still too early for anyone outside of law enforcement to gauge whether the techniques and cooperation that led to Zazi's arrest make the United States considerably safer than on September 11, 2001. And we can talk about that. I think David brought out a story last week, and I'll try to find it again, talking about the number of cases that actually ended up in arresting a possible terrorist suspect. And most of these NSA programs led to, like, drug arrests. I think only 3 in, like, 500 actually led to them going after a suspected terrorist suspect. So do you feel that these post-9/11 techniques in capturing potential terrorist threats should be carried out? Do you think it was helpful in this case? They don't know. If, for example, Zazi was able to attend an al-Qaeda training camp in Pakistan, move from his New York neighborhood to Colorado, collect these bomb-making chemicals and test them in a hotel suite kitchen without drawing the attention of the CIA, FBI, or other federal agencies, then there's still much work to be done, according to intelligence experts. What did the feds know when? It's impossible to say, based on the facts of the investigation that have been made public so far. What breakthroughs were involved in the investigation and what can be claimed as a success, said Paul Piller, the CIA's National Intelligence Officer for the Near East and South Asia from 2000 to 2005. Zazi charged with conspiring to use a weapon of mass destruction. He faces a court hearing Tuesday in Brooklyn on the charge after being transferred there last Friday. Court documents filed in Zazi's case show that the latest of the FBI became aware of him was September 8th or September 9th. So it looks like he was only on their radar for a few weeks, a couple weeks. That's the day agents began tracking him on a cross-country drive from Arapahoe County here in Colorado to New York City. The FBI may have been monitoring Zazi before then, but if so, that is not now reflected in court documents. What is clear is that once Zazi reached New York, the FBI and local authorities worked together and quickly, having his car seized, his laptop seized, reviewing its contents, and listening to his cell phone calls. If those wiretaps were made without a warrant, but with national security authorization, they may be cited as an example of how post-9/11 changes to U.S. law helped thwart a threat. So the question here is, do you feel safer in a post-9/11 United States do the NSA spying program? 303-713-7600. And this was brought up last week, and we can talk about this some more. I think this is really the best angle to approach this subject. Do you think that we should profile folks based on race or religion? 303-713-7600. I mean, it's probably a little easier for the FBI, CIA to follow around somebody and possibly, you know, try to get warrants if somebody is suspected to be a Muslim or may look like they're from the Middle East. And whether you think that racial or, I guess you could call it religious profiling, should be used in trying to nail terrorist suspects. And if any conservatives out there would like to take a stab at this, I'd love to hear from you at 303-713-7600, because I don't see how you could actually go about doing this without racially profiling. And just last week, one of our friends down the hall suggested that we do racially profile. 303-713-7600. I'm not into the whole racial profiling issue. I don't think that we should be doing that. And I don't think that we should be listening to phone calls without warrants. Period. So, you know, I'm an opponent of the NSA spying program. Period. 303-713-7600. How about you? Do you believe that it was the main reason why this threat was stopped? So let's find out where you stand. We'll do this for the next hour. I got a couple of some other great stories we got to talk about. So we'll probably split it up into three different topics this morning. There's a lot of stuff going on out there. Story about Andrew Romanoff and a potential job that was offered to him, perhaps allegedly, in lieu of running against Michael Bennett for that U.S. Senate seat. So stick around for that story. And that one is, that's the one's going to blow your mind. But let's go to the phones. Start off our morning at 7:16. Let's go to Mick in Denver. Good morning, Mick. You're on AM 760 with John Turk.
Good morning, John.
What's up, buddy?
Well, I'll tell you. I think you're asking if I feel any safer. We've talked before, and you know that for me, I'm more angry as to how things have come down, you know, for the last, 6 years, 7 years since this NSA, wiretapping policy has been put in. And I honestly can't say, because you don't know enough. Did they just stumble upon this or all? It doesn't seem like they did, but the shortness of time between the time that they actually tabbed this guy to when they apprehended him leaves a lot of room for doubt. And I like you, don't agree with the policies of the last administration. So
yeah, which are being carried on by President Barack Obama, instituted by Bush, and still being sought out by President Obama.
Exactly. Now he's gotten to see a heck of a lot more as to what was done, what the whole infrastructure of this program is, and all. So you got to give him the benefit of the doubt, because he's just inherited this, like he's inherited so many other things.
Right.
But I don't honestly think that we can say, you know, right out of the gate that the policy has worked as.
Yeah, and that's what this article raises,
right?
You know, and in the Denver Post.
That's right. Too many holes. Too many, ways that I think, you know, information can slip through the cracks.
Because according, you know, it looks like he was in Pakistan a couple years ago for this Al-Qaeda training course.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And then back here, and then in between New York and here, and why did it take till just a few weeks ago for them to track him?
Exactly. And the one last thing, I'll let you go. I know you probably have other callers, but, you know, just in general terms, I think that, you know, the words of John Kerry way back when in 2003, 2004, whatever, that this was really a law enforcement problem. If we had gotten on board, if we had gone the international police infrastructure, Interpol and everyone working together, you know, in concert to track down these people, we might not have seen Madrid, we might not have seen London and all, because we'd be working together. And I trust more certainly the FBI in doing that kind of work than
local law enforcement.
And local,
you know,
law enforcement, yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
All
so
right.
John,
Mick, thanks, man, for playing on this one.
Okay. You have a good
day. You have a great week, man. Go out and make it a good one.
All right.
All right, dude. We'll see you.
Bye.
303-713-7600. Got an open line here at AM 760. I'm John Turk, filling in for David Sirota and Jay Marvin for you today. I'll be here till 10 o'clock. More of your phone calls coming up next. Do you think we're safer now in a post-9/11 world when we use the NSA spy program without getting warrants to go out and make arrests? What do you think? 303-713-7600. Do you believe that we should racially profile or profile based on someone's religion? Looks like that may be going on, and I'm going to find this story as well, and we'll throw this out on the other side. Fewer terrorism suspects going to trial, so I'll put that story and tag it onto this one we're talking here at 303-713-7600. It's 719. John Turk in for Jay Marvin and David Sirota. Let's talk to Todd Parker in traffic.
For the most part, it's a quiet drive as you're making your way around the metro. We're just seeing slowdowns in those usual...
One less chore. Pickup and delivery at your door. Dry Cleaning Station takes one household chore off your list. They'll pick up and deliver your dry cleaning to your home or office, no extra charge. Let Dry Cleaning Station make dry cleaning convenient, or drop your clothes by one of their three convenient locations in Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Parker. Go to dcsdenver.com. Dry Cleaning Station, located on the corner of Care and Satisfaction. Get $10 free dry cleaning at Bargain Watch on 850 KOA.com.
I had a great idea at work yesterday, so I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line, created by our national development team.
Spread across three time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, TIME. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
As a Visa Signature cardholder, you get preferred seating offered to Visa Signature cardholders when they buy their tickets through Broadway.com. Experience the most out of life with insider connections from your Visa Signature card. As a cardholder, you enjoy access to advanced ticket sales and preferred seating at popular music and hit Broadway shows, plus advanced screenings to select Hollywood films. For event details and tickets, go to visa.com/signature. More people go with Visa.
Hi, my name's Anita. I'm concerned about the world in which our five-year-old will grow up. Did you know that there are over 600 toxic, cancer-causing chemicals present in common household cleaners? That's why we started our business, OurCleanWorld.com. We sell environmentally friendly products infused with silver that kill 99.9% of bacteria with only water. Visit our site, OurCleanWorld.com. That's OurCleanWorld.com. Save money, time, and keep the planet clean for future generations.
Thank you, Mama.
Good news for homeowners. October is refinance and save month at LendingTree. Get a 3-1 adjustable rate mortgage for 3.625%, 3.8% APR. Terms and conditions apply. Go to LendingTree.com or call 1-800-555-TREE.
AM 760 has the Jay Marvin Show mornings at 6.
Your calls do count.
I wanted to say I love your show.
This is worth being late for work.
Ed Schultz, mornings at 10.
My brain surgery.
Then it's Tom Hartman, afternoons at 1.
Patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and freedom.
Mario comes your way at 4.
The American dream is still alive.
And Randy Rhodes, evenings at 7.
It's unbelievable.
This is AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM 760.net.
7:23, 37 minutes before 8 o'clock. John Turk in for Jay Marvin and David Sirota here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. We're talking about the Zazi case. We got you covered from A to Zazi. That was the buzz in the newsroom on Friday. And I tell you what, it's been like nothing but Zazi for like a week here. But we're talking about it at 303-713-7600. This came down yesterday. The government is prosecuting only about one out of four of those charged in connection with terrorism, according to a study that suggests federal agencies don't agree on who was a terrorist. People charged with terrorism often go free because the evidence wasn't strong enough to bring them to trial, says the study by the Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse. They're a data research group at Syracuse University. Since 2002, the percentage of terrorism cases that federal prosecutors declined to pursue has grown from 31% to 73%, the TRAC study found. Nearly 6,000 of the close to 8,900 cases were referred by prosecution by federal investigators between 2004 and 2008 were closed without action. Of the remaining cases, 2,302 people were convicted and 1,245 went to prison, the study found, and just 52 were sentenced to 20 years or more. And I'm asking you whether some of these post-9/11 tools to collect terrorists is working in relation to the Zazi case. 303-713-7600. Do you think we should be racially profiling or religiously profiling to catch these suspects? 303-713-7600. Rick and Greeley, you're on with John Turk. Hey, Rick.
John, how you doing?
Good, man. You?
Good, good. I just had a couple comments on this idea. As far as the racial and religious profiling goes, I just think it's a horrible idea, even though it will continue to go on, and I know it does go on. There's absolutely no reason to do that. You know, it's one of those things that if you're going to religiously profile against, let's say, Muslims, because that seems to be the hot target right now,
mm-hmm.
What we're really only talking about is such a small percentage of the Muslim population believe these extremist views that these terrorists supposedly believe, that if you're going to target all Muslims in that, that's ridiculous. I don't see the benefit of wasting so much time profiling when 98-99% of them are just going to be stand-up guys, you know, just like you and me.
Well, look at
having to have a different belief system.
Look at the other attack that was carried out in the United States.
Sure. Yeah.
Done by a white man.
Right.
Timothy McVeigh. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, people seem to forget about that because if he happened to have been a Muslim or some other group of people, easily people would be all over it. But because he was white, you know, it kind of gets covered up, at least today. The second thing I want to say is this national security being able to, you know, go in without warrants and whatever. During the Bush administration, it seemed that national security was just a huge blanket that covered almost every facet of life, and it gave the government such access into everyone's life. I mean, I had a friend whose email was tapped because he had written some negative comments about the president. He had received an email from the FBI saying, oh, by the way, we're watching your emails now because you're critical of the government, and we think you might do something. And it's like, are you kidding? You know, why are they doing this?
And they shouldn't be doing that. I've had friends tell me, oh, I'm not doing anything wrong. I don't care if they're listening to my phone calls.
Sure.
I do care if they're listening to our phone calls.
Of course. And I think what the Obama administration needs to do, if they're going to stick with this procedure that Bush put in place, and that's their prerogative, they need to scale back what is the threat of national security and what isn't. If it's just dudes talking about, boy, I really don't like the fact that the government did this, is that really a risk? You know, again, it goes back to, you know, the whole racial profiling. And if you're going to throw a blanket over 100% of your citizens to catch 0.1%, you're wasting too much time.
Yep, I'm with you, Rick. Hey, man, great call. Thanks for the chat. 303-713-7600. Our phone number here, I'm John Turk, in for Jay Marvin and David Sirota. Taking your calls. Alicia in Denver, you're next up. Good morning, Alicia.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the are we safer using the tools post 9/11?
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of conflicted about it. I definitely was. I'm not a supporter of it, but I am kind of conflicted about it, considering that it wasn't just Nazi that was arrested over the last couple of weeks. It was a white guy that was trying to blow up a federal building, and they busted him in some sting where he thought he was going to do
mm-hmm.
the same thing. And there was another guy in Texas, a young 19-year-old.
Yeah, they've made a spate of arrests over the last couple of weeks here.
Right, so it's hard to say. To me, it's just, I think if they're going to look at people that are extremists, then I don't think that I can't say that it's just Muslims that are extremists, considering what just happened even recently, as well as Tim McVeigh. But I do think that, you know, as an African American, I don't support racial profiling in any way, but I think that there had to be something that tipped them off to Nazi. I don't think that he just, you know, they were just spying on him.
Yeah, I don't think it was an employee at one of these beauty supply stores
right.
saying,
something,
oh, this guy's acting strange, he's buying a bunch of stuff.
Right.
I love his excuse,
happened.
Though. He had lots of girlfriends. That's why he was buying. I mean, seriously?
Right.
Come on, buddy. Come up with something better than that.
Right. So I feel torn about it. I feel like if there's something that leads them to put those tools in place, then and they make an arrest like they've been doing of you know these last three guys or something, then I think it works.
All right, so let's say that they used post 9/11 NSA spying program to stop this threat. Let's say it stopped this threat. Is that worth them listening to everybody's phone calls?
No.
Is that worth it to you?
Right. I don't necessarily
without warrants.
They were listening to everybody's phone calls. I think that once they got a tip, they were listening to his. But I'm leery about the power because I don't trust the folks with the power.
Yeah.
But saying that the tools themselves are inherently horrible, I can't say that. But at the same time, I just think I'd have to have a lot more trust with the folks that have this power to wield it and use it in the proper way. And that's where I'm torn, is because I'm not clear if I actually trust the people that have the power. It doesn't matter to me who the president is. I'm not sure that I trust the folks who have this power to do this kind of stuff. So,
right, and I look at post 9/11, and I feel safer under Barack Obama. You know, I'll take post 9/11 and start from 2008. You know, I still didn't feel that we were safe under Bush for those years.
Right.
That's 2002 all the way to 2008.
And that's the issue I'm having. And I feel like, it doesn't matter to me. I just think that if the people that are going to use these tools within the FBI, the NSA, the local police department, if these people are going to be, somewhat fair and just with using them, then I guess I could trust it. But like I said, I'm African American, so it's hard for me to alleviate that overall concern. Like, do I really trust the people that are using this? And that's where I'm torn. So I think they're doing a good job, but at the same time, I also feel like I could be caught up in that trap too, just from the way I look. And it's hard.
Yep. All right, Alicia. Thanks a lot. Have a great week. Okay.
You too. Bye.
Let's go to Chris in Denver. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, it's Cliff.
Cliff.
How you doing, John?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you today?
Good. I think when you look back over the, say, 18 years, 1993, 2001, Bali, Madrid, London, they're all most radical Muslims, right?
Yeah, for the most part.
What? Which ones were?
Yeah, okay. We'll say those are what are you going to leave out? Timothy McVeigh?
No, but that was just like one incident. It was just one lone crazy.
Okay, you can't say all of them were Muslims.
Well, 99.999% were, so therefore you have to say that most of them were, right? I mean, that's just agree on the obvious. That
radical Muslims, yes.
Yes. So therefore, profiling does happen, and it's appropriate because that is the profile. That's the common denominator. So what is wrong with that? It's not that no one's saying they're all bad. It's just that it's unfortunate that that's the group.
Hold one fraction of the entire Muslim population,
Would
you agree, Cliff, that there are radical Muslims and other Muslims that don't believe that, that if you're not a Muslim, that you should be killed? I mean, basically.
I would say, again, 99% of them probably don't believe that.
Right. Okay.
The small percentage who do are the ones that are causing all the problems. Just give me an example here. When I was growing up in England during the IRA problems, when they took their bombing campaign to the mainland and started bombing pubs, clubs, bars, restaurants, department stores, killing innocent people, then the British police and the army were profiling Catholics. Catholic churches, Catholic organizations, because that's where the IRA were plotting their schemes, and that's where it came from. So that's where they had to go, and that's where they got them. And fortunately, we have more protections here under the law. But
my problem, Cliff, is how they're actually doing the profiling. Are they looking at like a name and saying, that looks like they might be a Muslim, let's listen to this phone call? Or if they see somebody that looks like they might have a little darker skin, and they're going to follow him around, see what he's up to, what he's buying, what he's renting at the library. I mean, should they be doing the same thing to white folks?
If they believe that they could be connected to a terrorist group, yeah. But unfortunately, this guy in Aurora, Zazi, I mean, he was going around shopping around, and that's how they got him, right? Because they had footage of him in beauty salon supply stores buying his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, they were following him, and thank God they were, right?
So you don't mind if, let me just ask you another question here, Cliff. Do you mind if The FBI, CIA is listening to your phone calls. Do you care?
No, because
you're not doing anything wrong, right?
I'm not doing it wrong, and also, if they are, then...
But isn't that taking away one of your basic freedoms?
Well, I mean, it's the same as walking down the street. I guess it is in some ways, but when you're walking down the street, you're on camera probably 100 times a day. Is that
Yeah, which I don't like either. I don't like these new cameras they have to give you tickets and stuff. I don't like that either.
No, I mean, yeah, I don't like any of that stuff, but, I mean, that's the world we live in.
Yeah.
Now, I mean,
and maybe that's just a fact, Cliff. I'm not saying I agree with you, but maybe it's just the world we're living in, man.
Just like 1984. I mean, and it's never going to go back to how it was. It's only going to get worse. Don't you think? I mean, we're going to lose more of our freedoms as time goes on.
It seems like we are.
Yeah. Well, we can agree on that, John.
All right, Cliff. Have a good day, man.
You too. Bye.
Cliff says we should be racially profiling. If you agree with him, I want to hear from you. 303-713-7600. David, Rich, David, and then Berthod. I got a couple Davids hanging on. Don't go anywhere. I'll get to you guys in just a few minutes. And I'm also going to throw out this story on the other side. You wouldn't believe what they're doing in Poland to pedophiles. I'm thinking maybe we need to start doing this here in the U.S. You have to stick around for that story next. Todd Parker in traffic first.
Westbound 76 starting to load up. Highway 85 up towards I-25. Speeds are going to drop up into the 20s and 30s there. Westbound 36 also dragging just a little bit. This is right around Table Mesa, so you could factor an extra couple minutes into your drive as you're trying to make your way to Boulder. Construction crews are going to be working in the high country along I-70 right around Frisco till 7 this evening. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a warm day with a high of about 72 degrees and sunny skies. Overnight low dropping down to 49. Currently, it is 48 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The cold and flu season is just around the corner. Your King Soopers Pharmacy is offering flu shots to help you stay healthy, and they're so convenient. Stop in and ask about the flu shot program at your King Soopers Pharmacy.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM760.net.
Dragonfly Eco Goods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store. It's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry made from 100-year-old bottles to cards that can be planted to bloom into wildflowers, you can find something green for you or your home. Visit DragonflyEcoGoods.com or stop in at the corner of 32nd and Tejon and mention this ad to receive 20% off your first purchase. Dragonfly Eco Goods, making green a part of your life.
More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 30th in U.S. only. See store for details.
If you're in sales or own your own business, how long will it take you to find one really great sales prospect? A day? A week? A month? Well, what if you could make one 10-minute phone call and end up with 100 targeted prospects? And what if those prospects were yours for free? Give us 10 minutes and we'll show you how to find 100 prospects just like your best customers. Here's the number, 1-800-700-5976. That's the number for Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted prospects. We'll find the right leads for you, no matter what you're selling or who you're selling to. And to prove it, we'll give you 100 targeted prospects for free. It all starts with a simple phone call. Simply tell us who your best customers are and we'll find you more prospects like them. Don't waste a week trying to find one targeted prospect. Make one call and discover how to get 100 quality prospects. But you must call now, 1-800-700-5976. That's 1-800-700-5976.
When did you start feeling older? When was the last time you felt active and alive? When you felt alert and energized? If it seems like you're often tired and you don't feel as good as you used to, you should know it doesn't have to be this way. If you want to go from aging to active, get ready to call because we're giving away free trials of a fish oil formula that guarantees you'll feel a difference. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-500-3968. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-500-3968 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-500-3968. That's 1-800-500-3968.
Tonight on NBC.
Remain calm. We are going
gonna do everything we can to save your boy.
The series premiere of Trauma.
Continue CPR!
Let's just take a moment.
We don't have a moment.
When you dial 911, these are the people they call.
Can you get this guy someone alive, please? This ride's here.
Got a pulse.
Trauma premieres tonight at 9, 8 central, following the new heroes. Then stay tuned for a new Jay Leno show. Only on NBC.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered prices throughout the store on items pros use the most, like 25% off all in-stock GAF Elk shingles sold exclusively at the Home Depot. Savings like that can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 30th in U.S. only. See store for details.
20 minutes before 8 o'clock, John Turkey in for Jay Marvin and David Sirota. Looks like another gorgeous day out there. It's like Saturday and Sunday was awesome here around the city. Loving the weather lately, even the last week kind of stunk. Fall is upon us, even winter's creeping up. I'm not a big fan of winter. Not a big fan. I used to be. Used to love hitting the slopes on the weekends, and now it's like I'm just don't want the snow. Anyway, check out this story. Poland on Friday approved a law making chemical castration mandatory for pedophiles in some cases, sparking criticism from human rights groups. Under the law, sponsored by Poland's center-right government, pedophiles convicted of raping children under the age of 15 years or a close relative would have to undergo chemical therapy on their release from prison. The purpose of this action is to improve the mental health of the convict, lower his libido, and thereby to reduce the risk of another crime being committed by the same person, the government said in a statement. Prime Minister Donald Tusk said late last year he wanted obligatory castration for pedophiles, whom he branded degenerates. Tusk said he did not believe one can use the term human for such individuals, such creatures. Therefore, I don't think protection of human rights should refer to these kind of events, Tusk also said. His remarks drew criticism from human rights groups, but he never retracted them. Sounds like a good idea to me. Castration for pedophiles. I like it. Maybe the U.S. should adopt a similar law. 303-713-7600. We're talking about the Zazi case, about post-9/11 NSA wiretaps, and whether we should be racially profiling folks. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Rich in Denver. You're on AM 760. Good morning, Rich.
Hey, Mr. Turk. It's a Denver cab driver.
What's up, Richie?
How are you, man?
I'm good.
Hey, listen, you know, I can't even believe that I'm saying this, but there's a thin line between profiling and racial profiling. I mean, the FBI uses profiling all the time to catch serial killers and people like that. And I think that they're profiling these white extremist groups, too. Now, the problem is when they cross that line, which they're doing now with just indiscriminate wiretaps and everything else. But I don't think profiling, per se, is a bad thing. You know what I mean? There's a big difference.
Yeah, but I don't know how you... I mean, they're going to blur together, you know? I mean, you can say you're just going to profile someone based on maybe, let's say, what they're renting at the library, you know, how to make a bomb or stuff right. like that, what they're looking at on the internet, or you're actually going around and, you know, going to mosques. Like we had one of our other guys, Gunny Bob, said that we should GPS track every single Muslim in this country.
Well, that's ridiculous. But that's ridiculous. But I mean, to me, racial profiling, you know, specifically racial, you know, you stop a black guy for being in a white neighborhood, that's racial profiling.
Yep.
But people that have even remote ties to some, like they've given money to an extremist organization, you got to examine that person.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I agree with that.
You know, so I mean, I think that's what they're doing. And I'm out here where that at the airport all the time where that guy was, and who would know?
But are these being done via tips? Like, are people tipping these folks off? Or is it them just kind of randomly going around listening to phone calls or looking at emails?
I don't know. And that's who I think where we have to examine, you know, that how are they doing this, you know?
But yeah, and these are the questions that aren't answered. And I think we may get down to the bottom of this here, but...
Tapping my phone, there's no purpose in that. Just indiscriminately tapping everybody's phone is wrong. I still think they got to get a court order to tap a phone. I don't care who the person is. I mean, but, you know, we get crazy about this, the racial profiling, and I think it takes away from, it gives them an excuse to stop more people, more Mexicans, more blacks, more anything. you know, by just indiscriminately profiling. But I don't think profiling is a bad thing. They got to have some kind of evidence to take it before a judge.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I just don't know if the evidence was there. I mean, in this case, I'm glad they stopped this thing. Obviously, this guy was up to no good. But I just don't know if we're actively, religiously and racially profiling in order to catch these folks.
We definitely are. And this thing, even if this was a good thing stopping this guy, what that's going to do is they're going to say, see, it works, and they're going to go crazy with it.
Yeah, it's like, you know, remember they came out a few years ago saying that we fought that L.A. plot. There's, you know, one of the big buildings there in L.A. was going to get bombed. And we foiled that one. We all felt real safe for a little while. I mean, do you feel safer now? I mean, I think when this kind of stuff is released, I think it's supposed to give America the sense of, hey, we're watching out for you. You're protected. You're okay. You don't got to worry about terrorist attacks. We got it covered. I don't know if I feel much safer than I did before now.
I work the airport all day long, and it's a joke that there's any security out here. I mean, it's really a joke. You know, it sometimes we talk about it. A couple of the drivers say, this is ridiculous. They have like this false security. They got a bunch of people that they're paying like $9 an hour that are, you know, half asleep. You know, we're not safer. You know, we're really not safer. You know.
All right, Richie. Hey, man, great call.
Hey,
be
thanks,
safe
man.
This week, dude.
All right, man.
All right, man.
Care.
Let's go to David and Bertha. David, thanks for hanging on. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
What's up?
Well, I completely oppose racial and religious profiling like you do. You know, the problem is what they really need to do is lunatic profiling. And that would be too big a job. They'd be all over Glenn Beck and who knows who else.
Right.
You know, I feel safer than I did during the previous administration.
Yeah, I do too.
I feel like the target that was painted on our entire population has been shrunk by President Obama's reaching out to the world community, and that makes me feel a lot better. I feel safer for that.
You know, maybe we need to examine why they hate us.
Well,
you know, that's never really brought up.
Well, there's some definite factors. They don't like us being in Saudi Arabia with military bases.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Land, why are we there? You know, I'm really not sure. You know, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the Russian officer, said that when he came to America and spoke, he said that American naivete was something he just couldn't really believe. I mean, it was stunning to him. And I wonder why, if we're going to go to these kinds of extreme measures to like ferret out the boogeyman, why can't they tell us why they're doing it?
Why are they doing it? Here's what we were told during the Bush administration. They hate us for our liberties.
Yeah, well, that's not it, though.
Now,
if someone said to me, well, you know what, we're positive that there are nuclear materials in this country that we've lost control of that are in the hands of dangerous people and we can't catch them, you know, then I might be going, wow, let's do that lunatic profiling as fast as we can and let's keep our eyes open, you know. But they're not telling us anything. You know, it's like, why are the American people needing to be in the dark on this stuff so much? I don't understand why we can't just be told the truth. I mean, there's, you know, people that think there's UFOs out there, and then they get poo-pooed. Just tell us. Hey,
yeah.
There's no UFOs.
Hey, I'm a truther, man, David. I really am.
Yeah.
I want to know the truth about 9/11. I want to know the truth about UFOs. I want to know the truth about the JFK assassination. You know, I'd like to know the truth, period.
Well, you know, Condoleezza Rice gets on TV right after 9/11 and says no one ever considered that somebody would slam planes full of fuel into buildings. And it's like, golly, I remember hearing about that in the 70s
yep.
when I lived in L.A. And then there was a movie called Black Sunday. Remember Black Sunday where they were going to take the dirigible over the Super Bowl or whatever and kill hundreds of thousands of people? You know, it's like, hey, wait a minute. People can think of anything, you know, and if you just lack imagination, you know.
Yeah, I'm not willing to take this step, David, but there's that belief out there that the United States might be the number one terrorist nation. I don't agree with that. But if you look at our world view and how people think about us, it's not as good as it used to be.
Well,
and I can understand, you know, we have economic hitmen going around the world.
That's right. And the best
destroying countries' economies.
The best way to keep us perceived that way is to keep us in the dark about what's really going on. And I'd like to know what the exact threats are. Where, what kind of threats are they looking for? Where are they looking for them to happen?
Yeah. You know, I mean, if they're looking at, hey, if there's like a website on how to make a bomb and people are like, this guy's going onto it every day, logging in, and I want that person to be questioned.
Yeah,
you know, if somebody's going to the library and writing a book on how to make a bomb.
Right.
You know, maybe you need to take a look at that person.
Maybe so. You know, but it's their actions, you know, the police have learned how to look for suspicious people regardless of their color or their religion.
Yep.
So,
look for
suspicious people.
Great call. David, you're great, man. Have a great week.
You too.
We'll talk to you soon. 303-713-7600. David in Loveland, Stuart in Lakewood. Hang on. I'm going to take your phone calls, but I'm going to step aside for a quick break where we're going to talk to our man, Michael Spear, see what's going on in the stock markets today. And the more your phone calls at 303-713-7600, 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. Todd Parker, what's going on with traffic right now?
I-70 really getting slow as you're getting off of I-25 and heading east out towards Brighton. Speeds are going to dip down into the teens and 20s through there. Eastbound 270 also getting slow. I-25 up towards Vasquez. Southbound I-25, a crowded ride as you come making your way across the downtown area. Eastbound 36, also bogging down this Federal to Broadway as you're heading towards Denver from Boulder. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Rocky Mountain Audio Fest, this weekend at the Denver Tech Center Marriott. Over 160 rooms and 300 brands of gear from around the world. High-end stereo systems to iPods, from the affordable to the absurd. Bring a friend to Rocky Mountain Audio Fest this weekend. Visit audiofest.net.
You can't buy a company and not use your own money, basically. I mean, it used to be if you want...
Hi there, I'm a squirrel, and there's nothing I enjoy more than running out in front of your car. Man, it's fun, and it ain't gonna change. So help a squirrel out by replacing your shocks. It'll help your car stop sooner and us live longer. Because I'd love to say I'm gonna stop darting into traffic, but I'm not.
Take it from a squirrel. New shocks help your vehicle stop sooner. Monroe, ride safe. And September 1st through October 31st, 2009, purchase 4 qualifying Monroe shocks or struts and get up to $80 back by mail and rebate. Restrictions apply. Promotion details available at savingsquirrels.com.
Stop wasting money and breathe easier. Enter today to win $350 in vehicle maintenance and repair at aircarecolorado.com. Regular maintenance saves you money and helps clean the air. Brought to you by the Regional Air Quality Council, EnviroTest, and the Maintenance Matters Coalition.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Day to you, Michael.
Birkenschmidt, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you today?
Good. How come you're not hungover from the beer festival?
Well, I am. I don't know. If it can last 2 days. No, we had a really busy weekend, but yeah, man. Did you get to make it over there this weekend?
Nope, I was up on the Western Slope.
That's right. You were up in, you know what? You were the former mayor of Carbondale.
Carbondale, Colorado.
Man, that's awesome. Love Carbondale.
But it's a great city. It's greater now that I've left, I'm sure.
Yeah, so how's it looking? It was a really bad week last week. Are stocks rebounding at all this morning?
Yeah, they are. John, the Dow was down about, the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ were all down about 2.25% last week. It is rebounding. The Dow right now is up 74.5 points. The NASDAQ composite's up almost 30. The S&P is up just about 12. The Russell, we would call it the Marvin sometimes, is up 8.6 points on the day. That's a pretty good jump on the Russell. That's almost 1.5%, so a good day starting off the week. Just a couple more days left in the third quarter of 2009. Fourth quarter starts, I think it's on Thursday. And lots of economic news out this week. So a lot to move the markets. And if you're having trouble figuring out what to do in the markets, we sure would like an opportunity at Presidential Brokers to share with you what we do. I think we can help you out. If you'd like to know for sure, give us a call, stop by, have a cup of coffee, and visit with us. The number is 303-694-1600. Let us know you're coming. We'll have the coffee on for you, John.
That's right. And like you said, a lot of news coming out this week, so we'll have you on every morning around 7:50 to give us an update. So, Michael, we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning at 7:50.
Sounds good, John. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Thanks, buddy. You too.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthSaveNow.com.
If you want to save money on health insurance, you have two choices. Wait for the government's health reform plan, which will take years to be implemented, Or do your own health insurance reform right now and see what you can save in less than 30 seconds at eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com is the fastest and simplest way to see what you can save on health insurance. In less than 30 seconds, you'll see the best quotes from the most trusted companies. Free information that lets you compare quality plans and prices side by side, so you can choose what's best for you and your budget. There's absolutely no obligation. You won't even be asked for your email address. You'll just get the free quotes you need to help you choose the health insurance that's best for you. You can't afford to wait. See how much you can save today at eHealthSaveNow.com. That's eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo of your language software, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-400-2969. 1-800-400-2969. 1-800-400-2969.
News for homeowners. October is refinance and save month at LendingTree. Get a 3-1 adjustable rate mortgage for 3.625%, 3.8% APR. Terms and conditions apply. Go to LendingTree.com or call 1-800-555-TREE.
Minutes till 8. John Turk in for David Sirota. NJ Marvin, let's squeeze in another one here before we hit top of the hour CBS News. And I'm going to get into the whole Iran disarmament debate. So stay tuned for that if you want to get in line here. 303-713-7600. David in Loveland, thanks for your patience, sir.
No problem. I just wanted to got a couple of comments I'd like to make. One is concerning profiling. And like it or not, this country has been profiling since its inception. You know, we had blacks in slavery. We had Japanese in World War II. Mm-hmm. We had Chavez in California, Martin Luther King. So there's been profiling going on since its inception. I think that if you were to talk to any of the parents who lost children at 9/11, their comments probably would be, do whatever you need to do to protect me and my family. I think that profiling allows you to have your radio station and make comments and disagree with the government and anybody else on the radio. So to the extent that profiling is done, I think it's something that we all know what's going on.
But and, is it okay? Is it okay to you, David?
It's okay. It's okay. You protect my children.
As long as,
you protect my family, the government, we have to have some kind of confidence.
But let's say you hear stories like this, and this was out last week. Like only 3 of like 700 or 750 cases actually resulted in a terrorist suspect arrest, and some of these wiretaps that they were conducting, and like I think 40% of them were drug case arrests where they were actually looking for terrorists and they found out that they were doing drug deals instead, and made those arrests. But only if it stops one attack, it's worth it. Right.
In my opinion, yes. And I tell you what, if people aren't doing anything wrong, what the hell they got to worry about, huh?
Yeah. No, that's a good point, man. David, hey, thanks for the phone call.
Go ahead. One more comment. On your radio station, and when I listen to President Obama speak, and a number of other radio stations, somewhere in the conversation, it's always brought up that he's inherited this problem, and I get so sick and tired of hearing that. How many presidents, and I would venture a guess, every one of them
inherited a problem.
And yeah. I say, quit whining about it, suck it up, and get the job done.
All right. David, great comment. I think he's inherited a big turd, though. I mean, you name it, from top to bottom, economy, health care, the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. I mean, he inherited a turd. He really did. But, you know, like you said, David, a lot of presidents inherit the prior administration's problems. Let's get into the whole Iran debate next. We could discuss maybe whether we should be calling for disarmament when we have over 2,000 nukes. 303-713-7600. CBS News is next.
Hey, it's Tom Arvin, and in case you haven't heard, you can hear AM 760 on your iPhone.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath.
Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT. 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
For your free CD, call 1-800-535-7676. 1-800-535-7676.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
News, I'm Frank Settapani. Now pitching for Chicago, President Obama. CBS News White House correspondent Bill Plant tells us the president will go to the International Olympic Committee meeting in Copenhagen, Denmark later this week in a bid to help the Windy City land the 2016 Summer Games.
President Obama is very popular in Europe, and it can't hurt to have him there. I know the Chicago Olympic Committee very much wanted him to go. They had said so publicly in the last couple of weeks. He would be doing his hometown a big favor.
But Olympic historian David Walachinsky says the president can't guarantee he'll bring home the bacon.
I think that this helps Chicago's chances because it's more high profile, but there's a lot of other issues involved besides President Barack Obama showing up in support of the bid.
The pressure is on Iran to let inspectors visit the long secret nuclear plant the president exposed last week, but the Iranians are pushing back, sending a blunt message with a series of missile tests. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer is on the foreign desk in London.
Iran is adopting a tone of defiance to show that it's going into talks this week strong and in no mood to kowtow or to cave in to Western demands.
On the CBS Health Watch, researchers say more than 500,000 children have bad reactions from rashes to diarrhea to widely prescribed drugs each year. Dr. Holly Phillips is a CBS News Early Show medical contributor.
Antibiotics were most likely to cause problems, especially the penicillin-based antibiotics, but there were side effects to all of the medications, so it's really important to talk to your child's doctor about what side effects to expect.
Filmmaker Roman Polanski's lawyer says his client will fight extradition to California, where he could go to prison for having sex with a minor in the 1970s. CBS's Steve Futterman in Los Angeles tells us Polanski's being held in a Swiss jail while the lawyers sort it all out.
The district attorney says he now expects Roman Polanski to be brought back here to Southern California, but he says it may take some time, weeks, perhaps even months. This as the extradition process runs its course in Switzerland.
Floods from a ferocious tropical storm in the Philippines have killed at least 140 people, and officials are asking countries around the world for help. Stephanie Ceeson is with Save the Children in Manila. She says 300,000 people have been forced from their homes.
Lots of children are now in evacuation centers. We started to see a lot of waterborne and airborne diseases.
The economy was in turmoil last year, and a quarter of the CEOs who run nonprofit groups took pay cuts. But median compensation for the group as a whole went up. Noelle Barton with the Chronicle of Philanthropy says a good part of the extra income was in the form of bonuses.
What we're seeing is that at a certain point, the bonuses are going to become more tied to actual results, and they're going to gain popularity in the nonprofit sector, and we've already seen that in our data.
Texas financier and alleged Ponzi scheme mastermind Alan Stanford's back in his cell after going to the hospital with a concussion from a jailhouse fight. The Dow Industrials are up 115 points in early trading. This is CBS News.
Ever notice that we're becoming a smaller is better society? TVs are thinner, our cell phones are tiny, and if you want better fuel efficiency, you drive a CSX freight train. A train that moves one ton of goods 436 miles on a single gallon of fuel. And since CSX is constantly improving fuel efficiency, that number will keep growing. Maybe smaller isn't always better. To learn more, go to CSX.com. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
A car accident is bad enough, so that's why GEICO makes it easy to file a claim. You can do it online or over the phone. Then you go to GEICO.com to track your claim, view photos of the damage, or print an estimate. And for as long as you own your car, repairs are guaranteed when you use a Geico recommended repair shop. Geico's easy peasy lemon squeezy claim service, they call it. Okay, it's just me that calls it that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. The investigation continues into an alleged terror plot involving an Arapahoe County man. Former Secretary of Homeland Security Tom Ridge says authorities were right to transfer Najee Bouazizi to New York.
When you've got all the evidence that at least has been publicly disclosed, and I suspect even more evidence that we would maybe reveal it at a later time, they had to arrest him at this juncture.
Bouazizi will be in court tomorrow in New York. Jurors in Centennial start their ninth day of deliberations in the Aaron Thompson trial. Thompson is accused of fatal child abuse and the disappearance of his daughter. Aaron A. Thompson is believed dead, but her body has never been found. In sports, the Broncos are 3-0 on the season now with yesterday's 23-3 win over the Raiders, and the Rockies have the day off after beating the St. Louis Cardinals yesterday. The Rockies maintain a 2.5-game lead over Atlanta in the wild card race. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Delays are building on the west side. This is due to an accident on C-470. This is right around 285. Looks like we're seeing backups on both sides of the highway. Southbound 2 1/4 starting to really slow down after you make that Parker curve up towards I-25. Off the main roads, got a crash, 50th in Colorado. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect sunny skies, high of about 72, 73 degrees. Currently, it's a cool 54. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Now, Bob Evans sausage is available at a grocery store near you, so you can enjoy that home-style flavor perfect for breakfast, lunch, dinner, anytime. You'll find lots of delicious and affordable recipes at bobevans.com/recipes.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Rick.
We're here 24 hours a day. It's private. If you take the cordless phone into your bedroom and shut the door, you can get a reading that is confidential and intimate because you're not face-to-face. I'm Marin with California Psychics. You can call up to keep that privacy, and we respect that privacy.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
We're always there, spur of the moment.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com for a phenomenal phone reading. That's 1-800-PREDICT. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Now, over the weekend, looks like today's going to be another gorgeous day. Hopefully that'll last most of this week. Last hour, we talked about the Zazi case and about racial profiling, religious profiling, and whether you feel safer in a post-9/11 world. Whether you think the NSA program, these wiretapping and spying is actually working, and if it stops one threat, is it worth conducting all these wiretaps? Several callers last hour said yes. So this hour we're going to kind of move along into something else. If you had any leftover comments on that, I'll field those at 303-713-7600. But a lot of news this morning coming out and over the weekend about Iran, in the last week really. Iran fires off long-range missiles in latest test. Iran test-fired two types of long-range missiles this morning, including the two-stage Sajil state-run press TV reported. We are still waiting for new reports about the missiles and whether they have hit the targets or not, Brigadier General Hossein Salami, Iran's Air Force commander, said on press TV. These are advanced long-range missiles, and they are manufactured by the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps began a series of missile exercises yesterday to promote the armed forces' defense capabilities. Iran says the Shahab-3 missile, which it also launched today, can strike targets within a range of about 800 to 1,250 miles. The Sajil-2 missile is a solid fuel rocket with a similar range and has been launched twice before, once in November of 2008 and again in May of this year. If true, the missile brings Moscow, Athens, and southern Italy within striking distance. Of course, this is just a test, and obviously there is much work to be done before it can be built and deployed, but I see it as a significant step forward in terms of Iran's capacity to deliver weapons, said Gary Samro, special assistant to the president of non-proliferation. The test followed Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's disclosure Friday that Iran was building a second uranium enrichment facility. The U.S. and Israel believe that Iran is seeking nuclear weapons under the guise of a civilian nuclear energy program. Iran has repeatedly denied the allegation. The United States wants Iran to provide international inspectors with full access to their newly disclosed underground uranium enrichment plant that Obama administration officials say is both illegal and probably intended for developing weapons. However, an Iranian official called U.S. accusations about the planned facility a propaganda effort to discredit his country before crucial talks with the international community on its nuclear energy program. So there's a lot of scare here about what's going on in Iran. Are they developing nukes? Two U.S. administration officials told CNN on Sunday that the United States plans to tell Iran this week it must provide unfettered access to the COM site, the people involved in its construction, and the timeline of its construction within weeks. And I watched the talking head shows yesterday morning, and a lot of the guests were talking about this problem with Iran. And my initial thought was last week, and then watching this again yesterday, and I know this has been a thought I've always had about disarming Iran and taking nukes away from countries that we believe are a threat. But meanwhile, us, Russia, China, other countries are allowed to have nuclear weapons. And if you look back at it, really the United States is the only country to use one of these nuclear weapons. So I find it kind of ironic that we ask for people to disarm when we won't disarm ourselves. What do you think? At 303-713-7600, is it all right for us to ask for Iran or any other country for that matter to disarm or not develop nuclear weapons? Is it hypocritical? 303-713-7600. The latest dispute comes ahead of planned talks Thursday involving Iran and the U.S., Britain, Germany, France, Russia, and China about international concern over their nuclear ambitions. And in these shows yesterday, top of U.S. officials said Iran's newly revealed underground nuclear facility violates international requirements for reporting such operations, reinforcing the perception that Iran is trying to hide a weapons program. Do you think we're being lied to by Iran? 303-713-7600. How big of a threat is Ahmadinejad? And if they're developed, do you believe him when he says he's developing these for nuclear energy? 303-713-7600. But really the question I want to ask is whether we should be asking folks to disarm when we won't disarm ourselves. We're a peaceful country. We fancy ourselves on being kind of the watchdog of the earth, you know, and that we're out there trying to make it a safer planet for everybody. But like I said, we used a nuclear bomb. We're the only country to use a nuclear bomb. 303-713-7600. Is it realistic to ask for Iran to not develop nuclear weapons? Want to get your opinion on this one. 303-713-7600. Let's start off with Frank in Fort Collins. Hey, Frank.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. You?
Not too bad. I was just listening to your conversation this morning, well, every morning, but I just don't understand all the paranoia and reasoning behind why we should even be concerned, to be honest. If anybody could give me a realistic argument other than, you know, they might bomb Israel, they might bomb us, that's to me is kind of far-fetched and way out there. And even if they did, you know, how does that concern us? I don't know. I wish somebody would explain it to me.
Well, Israel's one of our biggest allies, and we've taken great stock in protecting Israel from, you know, some of the radicals in the Middle East.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that our spot? Should we be doing that?
I don't think so. Not in my opinion, no. I mean,
it seems hypocritical to me. What about you, Frank?
That
we can carry nuclear weapons, but we ask for other countries not to.
Very much so. I mean,
if we're about disarmament, shouldn't we disarm ourselves?
Exactly.
I mean, these nukes that we have in our own country could get in the hands of people that don't have good intentions.
You know, wasn't there some that actually disappeared in the 90s from the former Soviet Union?
Yep.
Who knows where those are?
Yeah.
So why are we concerned about, I mean, at least we know they can say, okay, well, don't, and we can't bomb them if they have them. I think that's a legitimate reason to even have them to begin with.
Yep. All right, Frank. Thanks for opening this one up for me.
All right. Have a good one.
All right, you too, brother. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Don in Boulder. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. You know, I think it's perfectly legal for the world to demand that people not build more of these weapons. But the world didn't come into the United States when Bush was developing more nuclear weapons, which were violating the treaties that we had already made. The world has not gone into Israel. They know has developed all of these illegal nuclear weapons and has demanded that they do anything. The world has turned a blind eye to anything that any of the countries that already have nuclear weapons go around doing, including the nuclear deals that the U.S. made with India. So I think that there is a huge amount of hypocrisy here.
That's my whole point, man. Thinking about it over the weekend, I'm like, I got to have a take on this and a realistic take. And my take is that it's hypocritical for us to ask for, you know, a weapon-free Iran when we're not weapon-free, you know, weapons-free.
The other interesting part about the U.S. being the only country in the world to have ever used a nuclear weapon against another country is I had always heard that that the United States really did not need to use those weapons, and that they had saved Hiroshima and never bombed it. It was not really a heavy military target at the time. It was not a critical target. So I talked to somebody from the World Affairs Conference who actually spent 2 years of his life going through all of the memos and all of the records and all of the communications and so forth from people that were involved in that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it's absolutely clear that the United States wanted to test that weapon, and they wanted to test that weapon on a place that was kind of pristine, that would enable them to really measure the total effects of that weapon. So the United States.
Yeah, I don't think they knew what the result was going to be until they dropped it. You know.
That's right. So that's why they.
I mean, they conduct these tests in the middle of the desert in Nevada, but it's not a city.
No, that's right. So that's why they wanted Hiroshima, which was a pristine city. It had very, very. I guess it had been disabled very early by the mining of the harbors around Hiroshima.
Mm-hmm.
And so Hiroshima absolutely was not a religious city. It was not really a major part of the war. And so the United States actually went into this whole thing knowing that Japan was weeks away from surrendering.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, he said it's clear from all the documentation and all the communications that the United States wanted to test this weapon.
Yep, I've read similar accounts.
And so they've now sold it. They've sold it to the public, of course, that, you know, they saved millions and billions of lives of U.S. soldiers' lives by doing it, but it was really a huge
a test.
It was a huge test.
Right.
Anyway, I couldn't agree more. I certainly think it's not good for Iran to be doing that weapon, but I don't see it as the end of the world myself.
Right. Well, you look around over the last few months, you've had North Korea testing missiles, now you have Iran, and is it really our spot in the world to ask for these people to disarm?
Everybody who goes off and develops one of these weapons finds that it's not very useful. Not very useful.
And, you know, I'm not saying I believe Ahmadinejad, but maybe that he is just trying to develop some nuclear energy.
Well, my guess is they're trying to develop a nuclear bomb, but again,
yeah.
I'm not.
Well,
I'm
you know
not,
what?
I'm not certain that given all the other things that have transpired, all the other people that have it, I don't know that I see that it's really a huge thing.
All right. Don, great call, man. Thanks a lot. Thanks for listening. 303-713-7600. It's 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. Got more callers hanging on asking you whether you think that it's realistic for us to ask for countries such as Iran, maybe North Korea, to stop developing nuclear energy, or perhaps, you know, if they're building a nuclear arsenal. Is it our spot in the world to say, hey, you can't do this. Look at us. We have thousands of nukes, you know? And after watching the Talking Head shows this weekend and listening to some of the senators and all the talk about it and saying, we got to disarm them. They're a threat. What about us? I mean, is the United States a threat? I'm not willing to make that leap, but it just seems very hypocritical for us to ask for stuff from other countries that we're not willing to do ourselves. You know, I mean, we have a track record of using one. 303-713-7600. Do you find this problem with Iran and their nuclear developing of missiles? And they're testing two missiles this morning, shot a couple off there, some that could travel up to 800 to 1,250 miles away. It scares me, you know. I think we should all disarm, but I'm a peaceful kind of guy, and I know that ideal isn't realistic, you know, and maybe in this world. 303-713-7600, your take next. I also want to throw out a story. Alcohol may save your life. Yeah, that's right. So stick around. We'll get you that story. More of your phone calls next. Todd Parker with Traffic First.
An accident in the median of C-470 at 285, kind of hanging things up on the...
The clock starts ticking once your mortgage payment is late. Foreclosure kills your credit. Mario for ColoradoForeclosureAnswers.com. I've met Jeff Gadd at Colorado Foreclosure Answers of Coldwell Banker. Jeff says that people get foreclosed on because they don't know there are options. Jeff is professional, discreet, and understanding, and will help you for free. Go to ColoradoForeclosureAnswers.com. Don't pay anyone a dime until you talk to Jeff. Call 720-231-2509.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looks so young.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a risk-free trial today.
She always looked good to me. I can't believe how young she looks.
For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-500-0698. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-500-0698. 1-800-500-0698.
Are you or a loved one asking repeated questions, forgetting to take medication, struggling for common words, or unable to recall short-term events? A clinical research study is now enrolling adults with memory loss or mild cognitive impairment to participate in a clinical research study. Volunteers may receive study-related medical care, investigational medication, laboratory testing, and cognitive testing. Medical insurance is not needed to participate. Taking action today may lead to tomorrow's answers. Call 303-477-CARE to learn more. If you or someone you know has memory issues, please call Radiant Research at 303-477-CARE. Are you or a loved one asking repeated questions, forgetting to take medication, struggling for common words, or unable to recall short-term events? Call 303-477-CARE to learn more. If you or someone you know has memory issues, please call Radiant Research at 303-477-CARE.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered prices throughout the store on items pros use the most, like 25% off all in-stock GAF Elk shingles sold exclusively at the Home Depot. Savings like that can then lead to the four best words of all, "You got the job." More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 30th in U.S. only. See store for details.
For many Americans, the economic crisis has put plans for home ownership, college, or a comfortable retirement on hold. Everyone has an opinion about what to do, but where can ordinary investors get the facts? A good place to start is the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. Our job is to protect investors, and we offer free, unbiased information about saving and investing in difficult times. Learn more at finraprotects.org.
Obama's not your enemy. Obama's not your savior.
He's just the guy that got elected president of the United States like a bunch of other folks in the past. He's trying to address a problem that is now in the households of families by the millions.
Ed Schultz.
And there's a guy, a nutcase across the street, that has figured out how to make a dollar by scaring the hell out of you that he's Hitler.
The Ed Schultz Show. Mornings 10 to 1 on AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This is why we have Psycho Talk.
Ed Schultz coming up at 10 o'clock. Following us here, I'm here with you for another hour and 35 minutes. Taking your phone calls at 303-713-7600. Talking about Iran and the UN and the United States asking for them to disarm and let us really know what's going on with that facility in Iran where they think they're developing some nuclear weapons. They test-fired a couple different missiles this morning, gauging whether you think Iran is a huge threat, whether you think it is hypocritical for us to ask for disarmament when we refuse to disarm ourselves. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Ed. Ed, good morning. You're on AM 760. What's up?
Hi, this is Ed from the Huffington Post.
What's up, man?
Well, first of all, Ahmadinejad is a complete idiot. And anybody who could think that the Holocaust never took place is a dangerous person. And to give him the power after even taking over a government and losing an election, and for you people, I'm shocked at you even to say what you've been saying. I mean, this guy couldn't be trusted with anything. First of all, whether it's Israel is a friend of ours or not isn't the point. It's like giving a gun to a child, an idiot, a person in a mental institution. This is not a question of should we or we shouldn't, and America has done it, and America
has done it. So it's just the fact of it being Ahmadinejad, who is a Holocaust denier.
Well, it's not just that. He took over a government and lost the election. The Holocaust denier is more the fact that he said it didn't exist, so he is not trusted. This is, the Holocaust denier thing is so obvious. I mean, it's like you're looking at how a mind works, how this mental, this whole type of mind works in Iran. I've been there. I know where this mind is at. All I'm saying is you wouldn't want to give a gun to a person in a mental institution. It's not a question of should we because America did this. This is major. You're giving a person a nuclear weapon. You think he's not using it for? He wouldn't tell the truth if he was talking to his mother. This guy is a dangerous person. You want?
I think he is a dangerous person. I think Kim Jong Il is a dangerous person as well. I think that Ahmadinejad is probably a little
to come over there, and that was funny.
Say again.
I said at least he invited Clinton over and let the girls go. You know what I mean? You certainly don't want these people to have free range. You know, it's one thing with Pakistan and India, but that's the past. You can't do anything about something that's happening already.
Right.
Whether they have it or gave a mistake, that's already a done deal. But right now, to thought, and you saying, well, oh, America has it, why shouldn't someone else? I find that...
I find it hypocritical.
I know, but it's not a question of that. America has nuclear weapons. Whether or not they should, no one should have nuclear weapons.
That's my whole point, and that's my point about this conversation, Ed.
Right, but
nobody should have nuclear weapons.
You really?
I mean, can we say Iran? You can't have nuclear weapons when we have them ourselves.
Yeah,
if you're Ahmadinejad, if you're Ahmadinejad, what are you going to say? Screw you, aren't you?
Ahmadinejad is so dangerous that he would probably hang his mother.
You sound like you know him.
I know the mind. I've written 16 books on this whole issues. I write for the Huffington Post for over a year and a half. All I'm saying is that I have experience. I'm not talking about someone calling in and just giving an opinion. This is dangerous territory. You don't want to give nuclear weapons just to anybody. It's bad enough that it's...
That's what I'm saying. Nobody should have nuclear weapons. They can always slip into the hands of somebody who's a danger. You know, we have nuclear weapons. Who's to say election couldn't be stolen in America? Like it was.
I understand you're completely right. George Bush did it. But all I'm telling you is the guy's insane.
And people could say George Bush is insane.
Well, he was insane. Look what he did to the country.
Yeah, and it was maybe a threat to other countries, too, while he had nuclear weapons. That's what I'm saying.
What?
I'm saying that other countries could have seen that as a threat. This man, George W. Bush, has his finger on several nuclear weapons.
And he was a dangerous...
Were they calling for us to disarm?
Man. This George Bush, Cheney was worse. Cheney ran the government. George Bush couldn't read three pages of
exactly.
A book.
That's why he was a danger, because he was incompetent.
But Cheney ran the show, and he's a moron, too. The most important thing is what we're doing with is now. Whatever was in the past, thank God we made it through those morons. Now we have a genius, a brilliant man like Obama in, and you certainly don't want to play with the game of saying, should we or should we not give weapons to Iran? The country is completely a low. It's sort of like they're a piece of work. They have no care about the rest of the world. And not only that, if they get wiped out, they meet 57 virgins in some sort of heaven.
Well, I don't know if that's the case there, Ed. And I don't know if that's what it says in the Quran.
Listen, I teach this stuff. I'm not talking from just a guess. There's a whole different attitude about life. There's a whole different understanding of things, and to be very...
I know, and I'm trying to take the globalistic view on this, not the United States view.
No,
that's what I'm trying
to do
here.
The United States view. I'm taking the view that you give them weapons, and they can blow up as much as they can. Certainly, we have more weapons, nuclear weapons, than they could ever dream of. They might have a couple of nuclear weapons. America can wipe out Iran in a matter of seconds. But that's not the point. The point is, why give weapons? Why do they want weapons? Because they want to wipe out Israel. That's one of their primary feelings. They want Israel off the map. They want to be able to make a hit on Israel.
Can Israel defend itself?
What?
Can Israel defend itself? Don't they have nuclear weapons?
They can wipe out Iran in a matter of seconds.
Yeah, exactly. So why are we so concerned about it, Ed?
There's people who die. One person dead is more than too many. Too many people dead. We don't want to hurt anybody. We want a peaceful world, but how do we go about it? Give someone.
I
like
just see the whole nuclear weapon thing is it's like showing muscles. It's like a masculinity thing. Hey, look at how many we have. I'm developing muscles. I'm tough now too.
Iran would use it. I don't trust Iran. Believe me, I've been around that.
All right, and that's a good question, Ed. I appreciate it, man. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call.
Thank you very much.
All right, you agree with Ed saying you. You can't let Ahmadinejad get his hands on nuclear weapons. 303-713-7600. Let me squeeze another one in here real quick. Let's go to Mario in Denver. Good morning, Mario. Mario, you're on AM760.
Hey, well, thank you for taking my call, though.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, you know, it's a great topic that you're talking to here, and I cannot agree more with your previous caller. I mean, there's some people that you can trust with them and some people that you can't. As far as us having it, you know, we extremely peaceful country.
Are we?
Absolutely. You can make we haven't invaded any of our neighbors. We don't threaten anybody.
We haven't invaded any of our neighbors? Well,
no, absolutely not.
Not Mexico and Canada.
No Mexico and Canada.
Because there's nothing there for us.
Which one? Which one in the forest? You mentioned it.
There's oil in the Middle East, and that's why we're there. And that's why we meddle in the affairs.
There's a lot of oil in Venezuela, too, and we're not there. You see, so it's like you got to know who has these weapons. I mean, the fact that we have them, so it's to protect ourselves.
Yeah, if you're going to have weapons, just say, we just want to know. We just want to know you're having them. We can't put sanctions on a country and say you can't have them. It just doesn't make sense to me.
But you have to understand, though. I mean, we have them, but we don't use them. It's just to protect it. Like you just mentioned, we're going to show some muscle. Why so we don't use it? Perfect example.
We did use it.
You know, of course, because we have to. Of course we have, because we have to use it.
We had to use it in World War II against Japan.
Absolutely. We absolutely have to use it. I'm surprised that you even mentioned this, these comments about whether we use it or not. Of course we have to. When you have to use it, you got to use it for some muscle. Of course you do, though. You know, it is really interesting that you mentioned this, though. If you see the an American dollar, the $1 bill, on the back is an eagle. I don't know if you have a dollar bill with you, and it will tell you right there what you have. And one hand is holding one paw is holding a olives, and then the other talon is holding the bows, and the middle is the shield.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it tells you right there. You know, we're gonna enforce peace by force. Peace by force. We want peace. We're not a fighting country. We're not a country that we're gonna go out there and invade and take everything that you have. Everything. We'll do it if we have.
No, I think the past has shown that we're kind of a country, at least the last 8 years. I don't know if it's still continuing, but that we're a country and it's only concerned about making money and raising our own capital.
Well, but you cannot blame it on the government. It's ourselves that we're doing it. You know, you can say, oh, the government is doing this. No, we're doing it. We're doing it because we're forcing the country, we're forcing the government to do it. That's what is happening. You can put it on Bush and Obama's or Clinton, whatever it is. You know, these guys pretty much, after all, you know, they work for us, and what they do, and they just want to make the people happy. So what they do, okay, we have, you guys want more TVs? We give you more TVs. You guys want more oil? We give you more oil. That's what has been happening. So you cannot blame the administrations, you know, for what we're doing. I mean, indulges.
I suggest you, Mario, you need to read the book Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins.
I will.
Okay. Check that one out. At least read the, you know, the summary of it. I mean, we have economic hitmen going out and destroying countries' economies. We're not as peaceful of a nation as I think that we'd like to believe we are. I really, really don't believe that's the case.
I think you're right that we're not. We may not be the peaceful country that a lot of people, projects to believe that we are.
Right.
You know, but in a way, we're the kind of countries like, you know what? If we're gonna invade your country, yeah, we're gonna take some from you. But guess what? We're gonna give you some back to you. We're not like those.
We've done a lot of good for Iraq. Places don't have running water, schools not in. You know, the unemployment rate out there is ridiculous. Roads are still destroyed. Yeah, we did a lot of good in Iraq, didn't we?
But it's not up to us. It's up to the country. It's up to the people in that country. It's not up to us anymore. It's only so much we can do. Hey, we're gonna help you, but you're gonna help.
We came in and destroyed their whole infrastructure.
When you start putting your religion in front of your way of life, then you have a problem. Then you have a huge problem.
That is the problem of the world, is we make decisions based on religions.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So you can blame the American military. You say, okay, we invaded, you know, and these people says, well, you know what, it's time to reconstruct. It's time to rework. You know, if we put billions and billions of dollars down there to do it, but you have people just keep blowing out themselves. You know, they don't even do it to ourselves. They just do it to themselves. So you're going to put this on our hands. That's their own people doing it.
All right, Mario, point taken, man. I appreciate the phone call.
Thank you.
We got a good debate going here. 303-713-7600. I mentioned this before the last break. Check this out. Alcohol may save your life. Alcohol, a drug that is a major cause of accidents, may actually protect the brain from a life-threatening injury when an accident does occur, according to a study published this week in Archives of Surgery. In the study of 38,000 patients with moderate to severe traumatic brain injuries who were admitted to U.S. hospitals between 2000 and 2005, 38% had alcohol in their blood. Such patients had a lower risk of dying of their injuries than those who hadn't been drinking. This study really brings up more questions than answers, said co-author Ali Salim, MD, the program director at the General Surgery Residence Educational Program. It's a bad thing to say alcohol is good, especially since it's responsible for so many of these injuries. But our study suggests there may be some survival advantage for people who have elevated blood alcohol level. Each year, about 2 million people in the U.S. experience traumatic brain injuries. 56,000 die and 80,000 are permanently impaired as a result. Alcohol plays a role in 40% of those fatal car crashes, and half of the patients hospitalized for trauma are intoxicated at the time of the injury. And here, I'm just going to read this one more sentence here, and then we're done. Patients in the study who had been drinking were younger, had less severe injuries, and spent less time on a ventilator or an intensive care unit than other patients. Alcohol, however, still seemed to protect the brain after taking these factors into account. Overall, 9.7% of people who hadn't been drinking died after a brain injury, compared with 7.7% of those with alcohol in their blood. Interesting study there by CNN Health. More of your phone calls coming up next. We're talking about Iran and disarmament. 303-713-7600. Dave and Paul, I'm coming to you next. Also, Mark and Jay, don't go anywhere. I want to talk to y'all. Let's talk to Todd Parker about traffic.
Crews are still working on that accident on C-470 right around 285. Some other slow stretches we're looking at is southbound I-25 as you're coming in from Thornton and Northland. Southbound is on 2 1/4. You're going to find speeds dip into the mid-20s. This after you make that Parker curve up towards DTC. Off those main roads, they're also mopping up crashes. 50th and Colorado, and then three cars mixed it up, Wadsworth and Quincy. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny, warm day with a high of about 72 degrees, currently 54. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you think you can't afford to live at Denver's most successful new condo, specially reduced pricing and below market interest rates may change your mind. Check it out at denversbestforless.com. You can't afford not to.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM760.net.
Hi, my name's Anita. I'm concerned about the world in which our five-year-old will grow up. Did you know that there are over 600 toxic, cancer-causing chemicals present in common household cleaners? That's why we started our business, OurCleanWorld.com. We sell environmentally friendly products infused with silver that kill 99.9% of bacteria with only water. Click on our banner ad right now, located on your Listen Live player, or visit OurCleanWorld.com. Save money, time, and keep the planet clean for future generations.
Thank you, Mama.
What if we told you that you have instant access to exciting perks that'll make your everyday a little more special? Well, with a Visa Signature credit card, you do. Because with Visa Signature, you get great perks like exclusive access to year-round benefits at more than 60 select Sonoma County wineries, including Adobe Road and Matrix, just for being a cardholder. Simply show your Visa Signature card at participating wineries to receive complimentary tastings. Plus, enjoy additional savings on winery purchases when you use your card. For more details and a winery map, visit visa.com/signature. So, look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you're just a click away from dozens of perks, in addition to the points, miles, or cash back your Visa already gives you. And to check out the full list of perks, visit visa.com/signature. Offer subject to availability and other restrictions may apply. Purchases must be made with a valid U.S.-issued Visa Signature card. More people go with Visa.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Quickly improve your memory, focus, and concentration, and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. 1-800-900-3880.
Neurosten helps me keep up with the best of them. My memory's what it was 15 years ago.
A better memory's just a phone call away. Call now to try all-natural Neurosten risk-free while supplies last. For your free trial, call 1-800-900-3880 in the next 10 minutes and tell the operator you want to improve your memory for free. 1-800-900-3880. 1-800-900-3880.
Hi, I'm Lisa Schump, owner of Ralph Schump Honda. I received a great letter from longtime customers who I first met in 1973. In 1979, we sold them a Honda Civic station wagon. In the letter, they say, in 1994, Tea Kettle, our Honda, had been run off the road and flipped over on Hoosier Pass with the husband in it. He walked away safe, and aside from minor damage, a repaint, and the replacement of the rod bearings in 1997, Tea Kettle, at 360,000 miles, is still going strong. In their words, we still drive it, we still love it, and it still gets 42 miles to the gallon. Their other Honda, a 1985 Honda Civic wagon, has almost 450,000 miles on it with the original engine. Honda is a great car, and we are a great place to buy one. At least give us a shot at earning your business. Ralph Schump Honda, Littleton Boulevard at South Broadway, or at Schump.com. One price, one promise, one customer at a time. Thanks.
This from the No Kidding Files. Dalton Chisholm is unhappy about Bank of America's customer service. Really, really unhappy. Chisholm in August sued the largest U.S. bank and its board, demanding that $1.784 billion be deposited into his account the next day. I'm not kidding. He also demanded an additional $200 billion. Court papers show attempts to reach Chisholm were unsuccessful. I wonder why. Bank of America spokesman declined to comment. Incomprehensible, U.S. District Judge Denny Chin said in a brief order released Thursday in Manhattan federal court. He seems to be complaining that he placed a series of calls to the bank in New York and received inconsistent information from a Spanish woman. The judge wrote he apparently alleges that the checks have been rejected because of incomplete routing numbers. Chin, this judge, has experience with big numbers. He's the judge who sentenced Bernie Madoff to 150 years in prison for what the government called a $65 billion Ponzi scheme. Bank of America Corp faces real legal problems, including New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo's threat to sue its chief executive and a judge's embarrassing rejection of a settlement with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, yet the money Chisholm wants could dwarf all the bank's other problems. It's larger than a sextillion dollars, or a one followed by 21 zeros. Chisholm's request is equivalent of one followed by 22 digits. The sum also dwarfs the world's 2008 gross domestic product of $60 trillion. Good luck getting that cash, dude. 303-713-7600. We're talking about Iran and disarmament. I find it hypocritical to ask for certain countries to disarm or not develop nuclear weapons when we carry them ourselves. What do you think? 303-713-7600. I appreciate everybody's patience here. I will get to y'all. Paul, you're next. You're on AM 760 with John Turk.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, John, for taking my call.
Thanks, man.
I'm going to make an analogy. Something else is kind of important to the liberal cause, and that is, you know, the gun control issue. The FBI does a background check on people who buy guns, and why do they do that? Because some people can't be trusted to have a gun because of either something they've done in their past or maybe they're mentally ill.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same kind of deal. It's exactly the same kind of deal. Is it hypocritical for us to say that some people should be allowed to have guns and others shouldn't?
Yes. I think
it is.
Yeah.
So then everybody should be allowed to have a gun, whether they're 6 years old or whether they're a mental patient.
I'd prefer nobody had guns, to be honest with you, Paul.
Yeah, but once again, that's completely unrealistic and unreasonable. Are you saying to me that all the hunters out there shouldn't be allowed to have a weapon?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that.
So then they're trustworthy and other people aren't, and that's what I'm saying.
You're saying hunters are trustworthy and other people that buy guns are not.
I'm saying that other people that are not allowed to buy guns, there's a reason they're not allowed to buy guns. And in the international community...
But these background checks have also proved to be not don't work right anyway. Guns get into the hands of people that do bad things all the time, don't they, Paul?
Yeah, and that's what we have the opportunity as an international community to keep the guns out of the people that shouldn't have them in their hands. That's the whole point of this debate. Ahmadinejad is a nutcase. The guy is crazy. He's a Holocaust denier. He's at a press conference. They asked him about, you know, he's such an Islamic fundamentalist. They asked him about homosexuality. He made this declaration that there were no homosexuals in his country.
Because they were all Muslims.
I mean, the guy has a really twisted worldview that makes him so he cannot be trusted. On the other hand, even though...
People could have said the same thing about George W. Bush.
Yeah, but think about this, okay? George W. Bush, after 9/11, had a perfectly reasonable reason, and he had the international community behind him, yet we didn't use nukes. You see what I'm saying? The safeguards that are in the United States, that's a perfect case for why the United States should be allowed to have them, because even with all of that set up, we didn't use them. That we're reasonable. That we use reason before we act irrationally or emotionally.
It's not like the terrorists were thinking, let's not do 9/11 because we're going to be hit with a nuclear bomb. America has, you know, the United States has nuclear weapons. If we do this, we're probably going to get hit with a nuke. And do you think that they actually thought about? No, they're not going to use their nukes. They're a peaceful country. I don't get what you're trying to say there.
Well, hey, you know, we could have just as easily after 9/11 said, hey, I want Osama bin Laden. You've got 2 weeks to deliver him. We're going to start by nuking, I don't know, Mecca. I mean, we could have done that, right?
Oh, yeah. Tom Tancredo and some other folks suggested that we bomb Mecca. Would that have been a great thing?
But we didn't do it. That's the case that I'm making. The reason that the United States is because we don't do those kinds of things. We have a dialogue. We have a discussion. We have consensus before we act, usually. I mean, Bush unilaterally invaded, but he didn't use nukes. And so what I'm saying to you is that there should be some sort of standard that's placed on that. And I think that the more dangerous thing is that this guy gets a hold of nuclear weapons, and he's unstable enough that not that he would use them, but he could just hand them over to people who would. I mean, what's to keep him from giving them to people who would want to use them against us? And it doesn't have anything to do with missile ranges because...
Well, I think that they're thinking the same thing. Maybe they're just trying to protect themselves. I think Ahmadinejad is nuts, but, maybe they're just trying to protect themselves against Israel.
Well, if that were the case, Israel would have already made...
And like an earlier caller said, Israel has... They could protect themselves. They have the largest army in the world.
About Israel. This is about the United States. What would keep him from putting a nuclear weapon on a sailboat, sailing into New York Harbor? I mean, his beef is with
Who's Israel, to say the ones we don't have, we have in this country already can't be taken over by terrorists or Muslim extremes or terrorists?
The ones that we have in this country already, I suggest anybody who thinks that's the case get anywhere near one of our nuclear facilities and see what happens. You know, we have the United States military, and our security is about as airtight as you can get. The Russians might be a little bit more loosey-goosey, but that's not going to happen here. What I'm telling you here is that the chances of him doing that are much, much greater than some obscure, weird, fluke thing that you're talking about of somebody and taking over one of our weapons.
All right.
The guy is unstable, and you can't.
So is Kim Jong Il.
Yeah, and I don't think he should have nukes either.
So was George Bush, but we still carried around nukes. That's my point, Paul. My point is that nobody should be carrying nuclear weapons. It's time to disarm everybody. All right? Hey, thanks for the phone call. I'm getting a whole lot of machismo going on here, I think, this morning. A lot of chest beating. You know, why is it okay for us to have nukes? Why is it okay for the United States to have nukes and other countries not? That's the simple question. I've had somebody say, "Oh, we're the most peaceful country in the world." You kidding me? Is that the case? I think we used to be like that, but I think we've kind of strayed away from that over the last couple decades. 303-713-7600. Dave and Centennial, what do you think?
Hey, it's looking all too familiar. This reminds me of the WMD Iraq thing.
Is it? Yeah. You know, hey, we're going to go in there. We think that they have weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, and it's if you look at what
yeah, just, you know, thanks for bringing that up, Dave. We're lied into a war about weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, it's the whole thing, and you know this thing about Iran meddling with Iraq. Well, if Canada was invaded, what do you think we'd be doing? And we've meddled with Iran before. We've overthrown people. We've set up our
put in the Shah.
Set up our deal. I mean, it is. It's pretty goofy, and this is part of the. What worries me is this is part of the perpetual war theory that Bush and Cheney wanted: set up permanent bases in Iraq, and go after every little Middle East country we want to get our hands on.
Like I said, man, it's all an improving capital for the United States. It's not actually a peace finding mission. You know, I don't see that. Our interests there are strictly in oil.
And we're following the same thing we were doing with this Iraq deal, where Iran's been in our crosshairs when Bush and Cheney were there. They wanted to push for that. And Iran, come on.
Yeah, we were told Saddam Hussein is crazy. He has nuclear. He has weapons.
Yeah,
we need to get in there and stop it.
We got Pakistan,
where are they?
Which is the biggest unstable country in the world.
Yeah.
Pakistan's a mess. They got nukes. But we're being told, Iran's bad. I mean, Iran's bad.
No, I know what I'm saying is not realistic, Dave. I'm saying, like, everybody's just going to come and just hand over their nuclear weapons and say, here, we're all disarming. You know, let's sing kumbaya.
Iran's not stupid. They saw what we did. They know our capacity. They know if they fired a nuke, we'd go after them. Nuclear power is the cleanest power you could almost use except for the waste.
You know, maybe he's not lying. Maybe he's just trying to develop some nuclear energy. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, I don't trust him. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's going on. That's why I'm asking you guys.
Oh yeah, and Iran's they've sponsored terror. I don't trust them either. But at the same time, like you said, you know, we can't. Well, look what we're doing. We're running around.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
They're telling us, they're scaring us. This came out of the blue. All of a sudden, Iran's in our crosshairs again. I'm like, what?
I know they were in our crosshairs a couple months ago. It disappeared. Now they're in there again.
I think it's because he came to the UN or something. It's like all of a sudden, let's highlight it.
Let's highlight the fear. No, it's the fear factor, man. It's the great American fear factor.
Yep.
Ron, hey, man, thanks for holding on this. Or Dave, I appreciate you hanging on this long, buddy.
You betcha. Have a good one.
All right, man, you too. 303-713-7600. Late for a little timeout. Going to show another Mansu's Casino over losses. You won't believe this. If this guy wins, I'm heading up to Central City in Las Vegas to file. So that story next, and more of your thoughts on Iran, 303-713-7600, 8 minutes before 9 o'clock, Todd Parker in traffic.
Watch out for a couple different highway accidents that may be getting in your way. The latest comes westbound I-70 at Brighton. The other one is on the west side. This is in the median of C-470 at 285, catching some looks. Now, on the flip side, volume starting to lighten up and break loose for southbounders on I-25 coming in out of the Horton and North Glen areas. Westbound 36 also starting to look a lot better once you get past Sheridan. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of 72, currently 51. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Denver's best condo deal just got a lot better. The Pinnacle at City Park South now has special new pricing and below-market interest rates that start at 2.5%. It's a limited-time offer, so don't miss out. Find out more at denversbestforless.com.
Monday on the Tom Harbin program, I'll confront conservative Craig Shirley, who says former president...
Tonight on NBC...
We are going to do everything we can to save your boy.
The series premiere of Trauma.
Continue CPR.
Let's just take a moment.
We don't have a moment.
When you dial 911, these are the people they call.
Can you get this guy someone alive, please? This right here.
Got a pulse.
Trauma premieres tonight at 9, 8 central, following a new Heroes. Then stay tuned for a new Jay Leno show, only on NBC.
Are you planning on getting liposuction in your hips and thighs? If so, researchers at the University of Colorado Denver School of Medicine are recruiting healthy pre- and postmenopausal women between the ages of 35 to 60 who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include... testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the FLAIR study at 720-848-7557.
When you're protected by Identity Guard, we'll help you actively oversee your overexposed identity, and you'll feel safer than you've ever felt before.
It's like my identity is swaddled in bubble wrap, then surrounded in marshmallows, which is in an armored car inside a bank vault.
With Identity Guard, you'll be able to see your important financial and personal records in just a few clicks.
If I want to click on a suspicious-looking email, that's what I'm going to do.
And if anything seems amiss, you can count on the Identity Guard professional response team to be there for you, and our $1 million loss insurance.
I feel so safe, I'm going to share my social security number with the world.
Actually, that's a really stupid idea.
Identity management that comes with that toasty, all wrapped up in a snuggy feeling. Identity Guard. Live a more streaming life. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com. That's identityguard.com.
Regarding this whole Iran thing. And, you know, I'm at the same position that you are. I find it ironic that the United States, a country that has perpetrated as many wars as you can possibly imagine on the great planet that you already created, I kind of find it kind of strange that we would be the ones dealing with Iran in this way. Iran is a country. They have the right to protect themselves. They have the right to protect their way of life, whether Ahmadinejad is a radical, whether he's threatening another country or not. He has not made any threats against the United States. Israel have enough nuclear weapons that they chose to wipe Iran off the map.
And as far as I'm concerned, he hasn't made any specific threats against Israel either.
Yeah, exactly. It's ridiculous for the United States. I mean, the reality of it is that if Iraq had, we're there strictly for oil. If Iraq had nukes or weapons of mass destruction, you know, we wouldn't be there right now. The reality of it is that most people are getting their information about Ahmadinejad from the news and most of these controlled media outlets, and it's a propaganda making machine. If America wants to justify to go into any other country to do whatever they feel they want to do, then all they have to do is broadcast a lot of foolishness over the airwaves, and the average American is going to pick up on it and believe anything they want. They did that with most of the war that they've perpetrated, though. I think Iran has the right to possess whatever weapons they deem necessary to protect their country and their way of life. So what this guy may be deemed lunatic or crazy. We've had a lot of presidents in our past, and even one right now that deemed to be crazy in their actions regarding this country and security. So in my opinion, Iran have that right. That's their country. That is a sovereign nation. We've been in that country before. The devastation that we have did to our Iran's neighbor, Iraq, is enough reason right there for any country to arm themselves against a rogue nation who decides to go in for whatever reason and destroy a nation. We have destroyed Iraq. It will never be rebuilt. You have children in that country that is witnessing an illegal occupation of their country. They're going to grow up with hatred for this country.
I know, and that's what I was talking about in the first hour, man. Maybe we need to examine why people do not like, you know, Americans.
You mentioned the gentleman who wrote the book, The Economic Hitman.
John Perkins.
John Perkins. I have that book in my library. People need to read that book and see just exactly what this country has been involved in. You know, I'm an American. I love my country. I have fought for my country. But at the same time, you know, the reality of it is that just because I live in this country, I don't have to agree with everything my country does. My country is not the best country on earth. My country is not a place that this country has the over 6 million plus people locked up in a prison. This is one of the the type of country that you can look at. I mean, here's the thing.
Jay, listen, I'm short on time, man. Great call. You were the call of the hour. Thanks for bringing up your points. We're gonna hit it again.
In other countries, people don't view.
Jay, listen, I'm sorry, man. If you want to hang on through news, I'll get to you after news. And so, Jay, hang on real quick. I'll let you finish up. I'm just short on time. Got to hit CBS News. More of your calls next. I'll also bring up a local story you won't want to miss. So don't go anywhere. CBS News is next. I'm John Turk, in for David Sirota.
When did you start feeling older? When was the last time you felt active and alive? When you felt alert and energized?
The best just got better. That's right. Comcast delivers the most live sports anywhere. And now through October 11th, we'll give you $150 cash back when you order a qualified plan. Go ahead. Get the best HD picture quality and an all-star lineup of sports programming. Now including NFL Network, NBA TV, NHL Network, MLB Network, versus the Golf Channel and more. And don't miss NFL Red Zone, where you'll catch every touchdown from every game every Sunday afternoon. Stay connected with blazing fast access to over 3,500 live games on ESPN360.com with Comcast.net. Let Comcast bring you the most immersive live sports experience around. To get the most live sports and $150 cash back, order a qualified plan now through October 11th. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com/150cashback. Limited to residential customers meeting affordability criteria. 2-year contract required. Early termination fees apply. HD picture quality rating excludes programming filmed in 1080p. All trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
Denver Boulder and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Jim Taylor. President Obama has plans to visit Copenhagen. He's going to sell the concept of the 2016 Olympics in Chicago.
He will be the first U.S. president to go personally to make the pitch to bring the Olympics to his hometown. First Lady Michelle is going a little earlier. He will join her and other members of the administration in Copenhagen to make the case to the International Olympic Committee.
As CBS News White House correspondent Bill Plants, this is Olympic historian David Walachinsky.
He can meet a lot of people, and that alone could turn a couple votes. The question is, how many IOC members have not yet made a decision?
The IOC vote is this Friday. The other cities up for hosting the games, Madrid, Tokyo, and Rio de Janeiro. Saber rattling in Iran, a dramatic display of firepower as missile after missile is unleashed this weekend, some of them medium range. CBS News correspondent Elizabeth Palmer.
The most provocative test to date was the Shahab 3, which is a medium range missile, but it does have a range of about 1,200 miles, which means that it could hit not only Israel, but also conceivably American bases in the Gulf.
In the wake of the announcement of another uranium enrichment facility there, this Thursday the U.S. gets to grill Iran about its nuclear intentions. So before a meeting of the U.N. Security Council in Israel, CBS's Robert Berger.
Israel wants to see tough action from the international community, and if it doesn't happen, the Israelis are threatening to attack Iran on their own.
The French lawyer for Roman Polanski says the director will fight a request for his extradition from Switzerland to the United States to face justice in a 32-year-old sex case. Polanski arrested this weekend as he arrived in Zurich to accept an award from a film festival there. The U.S. seeking him for pleading guilty to having sex in 1977 with a 13-year-old girl and running away to France a year later. More than 140 are reported dead, the toll expected to go much higher in the Philippines, which is calling on the international community for assistance following the massive flooding caused by Tropical Storm Ketsana. Stephanie Ceeson is with Save the Children in Manila.
There are many children affected, and a lot of people have been displaced. So there are about more than 300,000 people affected across all these 25 provinces.
drugs, and kids. Research released today suggests it's pretty important to observe your children carefully when giving them any medicine for the first time. Dr. Holly Phillips, a contributor to the CBS News Early Show.
There were hundreds of thousands of reactions in kids, especially under age 5, that were serious enough to need to go to the ER. That includes allergic reactions, stomach aches, rashes, diarrhea, this sort of thing. We're not dealing with deaths, but severe allergic reactions.
Study appears in the October issue of Pediatrics. Markets rebounding from last week in early trading. The Dow right now up 126 points. The NASDAQ has gained 38. The S&P 500 up 15. This is CBS News.
Today, your heart will pump blood 12,000 miles. That's a trip from L.A. to Moscow and back. Your heart needs to be strong. Is your omega-3 fish oil strong enough? Probably not. New Cardiostat has over 1,000 milligrams of the essential heart-healthy omega-3 called EPA. Three times more than other brands. Cardiostat's triple-strength formula is cardiologist-recommended, mercury-free, with no aftertaste. So where will your heart take you tomorrow? I'm Charles Osgood for Cardiostat. Find it in the blue box and be heart strong.
At Vanguard, our investment philosophy is based on simple truths. For example, investment costs count because while you can't control whether your investments will go up or down, you can control one thing, costs. It's your money. Hold on to it. To learn more about our low costs, visit Vanguard.com or call 1-800-VANGUARD. And remember, all investments involve some risk. Vanguard, the simple truth about investing.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. New York leaders have their hands out to the feds thanks to a Colorado man's alleged bomb plot. Tens of millions were already pumped into extra security and patrols around New York City and on buses, subways, and trains. Those additional officers on the street mean spending money the region doesn't have. Senator Chuck Schumer says it's the feds' job to pay up.
The NYPD and New York City taxpayers undergo tremendous expense to protect our city, even though protecting it is truly a national responsibility.
Schumer is asking for at least $40 million to deal with the new threats and build a nuclear detection web. Zazi is in a federal courtroom tomorrow morning to address a conspiracy charge for the first time. At least one of his Denver-based lawyers, Michael Dowling, holds a certificate to practice in New York and plans to be by his client's side in Brooklyn. A wildfire in the southeastern part of Yellowstone National Park has grown to 14 square miles. Fire is burning just west of Bridge Bay, Wyoming, and has forced the park to close at least one road. Fire managers say lightning started the fire. In sports, it's 3-0 for the Broncos. They beat the Raiders yesterday 23-3, and the Rockies maintain their 2.5-game lead in the National League wildcard race by taking 2 of 3 from the Cardinals over the weekend. The Rockies are off today. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's a busy drive around the metro as crews are working to clean up accidents at C4.
Ladies and gentlemen,
with the recent success of movies District 9 and Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds, you might be wondering, what's next? Well, there are actually three big contenders set for release in the coming months. The Apocalyptic 2012 on November 13th, The Twilight Saga New Moon on November 20th, and James Cameron's eagerly anticipated Avatar on December 18th.
Friday through Sunday. For more information and a discount on your admission, visit loghome.com and click on shows. That's the Log Home and Timber Frame Expo this Friday through Sunday at the Denver Merchandise Mart.
AM 760 has the J. Marvin Show mornings at 6.
Your calls do count.
I wanted to say I love your show.
This is worth being late for work.
Ed Schultz, mornings at 10.
My brain surgery.
Then it's Tom Hartman, afternoons at 1.
Patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and freedom.
Mario comes your way at 4.
The American dream is still alive.
And Randy Rhodes, evenings at 7.
It's unbelievable.
This is AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
J. Marvin.
This is the J. Marvin Show.
J. Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Marvin.
This is the J. Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Just about 7 minutes after 9 o'clock, John Turk filling in for David Sirota and J. Marvin. Dave will be back tomorrow. He's off today, celebrating the holiday. Yom Kippur today, so I think he had to stop eating last night at sunset, and he's got another like 12 hours to go, a little less. I don't know how you do it, man. I'm sure you'll pig out, though, once you can this evening. But David will be back tomorrow, and I'm really not trying to come off as
is an America hater today. It may sound like that, but I'm really not. I love the United States of America. We live in the greatest nation in the world. But I'm just, you know, concerned about us asking to have other countries disarm when we're not willing to disarm ourselves, when disarmament should be about everybody disarming, shouldn't it? You know, UN imposing sanctions, wanting to impose sanctions against Iran. We want to check out that nuclear facility that they've been developing. And I've been asking this morning whether that's realistic for us to ask people to disarm when we're not willing to ourselves. 303-713-7600. I also got the story about Romanoff I want to get to you. I'll probably do it before the break or maybe after the next break, but I was shocked when I read this one. Anyway, we had Jay on before the top of the hour. I did run out of time, but I wanted to bring him back and let him finish up. Jay, welcome back to AM 760, man.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I just want to make a couple of quick comments. One of the things is that regarding this Abinader. I've watched the Columbia speech he gave. I've watched the UN assembly he gave recently. And the reality with Abinader, he's very intelligent. I don't agree with a lot of the things that he says, but when he talks, if you listen carefully to what he's saying, he's basically talking about, he spends a considerable amount of time talking about other countries who feel the need to go after other weaker countries. Again, Abinader has the right to protect this country. The United States should not be considering a possibility of invasion, because you hear people talking about the doomsday scenario. You know, if this country decides to go after Iran, it will be all out hell. You know, and I think that any measure should be taken for us to prevent having to even a military action even on the table. But the reality of it is, this man has the right to protect his country. Most of the United States is deluded with a bunch of foolishness that they believe is fact. A gentleman called in just a little while ago. And we're talking about the inscriptions on the dollar bill.
Yeah.
It's easy information. You can easily Google the history of the information.
Peace by force. He brought up peace by force, didn't he, Jay?
Exactly. You know, I mean, for someone to think that these symbols on the back of the dollar bill have anything to do with peace and prosperity and freedom, they need to Google what those symbols actually represent, because they're not talking about the fantasy world in which he thinks he lives in. The reality of it is that the United States is just like any other nation. They feel the need to go after a weaker nation because they have debts to pay. They will do that. It's amazing the type of looting that has went on in Iraq with our military troops. You know, with our government over there, we have looted that country. We have destroyed that country all under the pretense of oil. It had nothing to do with Saddam Hussein posing the threat. We were the ones who put him in power in the first place.
Yep.
You know, we have destroyed so many lives. So many children are going to grow up in that country, you know, with anger and hatred toward a country whose the world knows has invaded that country illegally.
Lots of them are without school right now, don't have running water, and jobs. Jobs are, you know, at a premium right now, right?
The section that was imposed before we even invaded the country was ludicrous. And it was total disrespect for life, total disrespect for children. You know, and for people to sit up on this radio station to think that we have the power to go around imposing our ideologies on another country. Another gentleman mentioned the homosexuality was Abinader mentioned there is none in our country. Well, so the Christians, you know, as they call themselves that in the United States, if we want to resolve that to our fundamental biblical teaching and rid out all the pagan influences and ideologies, then we would have to stand on the same agreement Abinader had that there should not be no homosexuality in no country, because it is a sin in the Bible, punishable by death. So his ideology regarding that, his rhetoric concerns Israel and homosexuality, that man has the right to say what he wants to say and to do what he wants to do. It is God's power that gave him the right to rule that country. It is God's power that gave him the authority to dictate whatever happens in that country, you know, according to his will. If something happened, I'm fully aware that Yahweh Elohim would be able to protect this nation and any other country, that he still needs his protection in that time of chaos. But people just need to be awake after what's going on. No, we do not.
Well, Jay, you brought up several great points in this phone call, man. I got to run and hit some other callers, but I appreciate you calling, and please call us again, okay?
You're welcome.
All right, man. Jay had some passion. That's what I like in radio. Call me with passion. Love it. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Ron in Littleton. Jim in Broomfield, you're next. Hang on, I'm coming to you. Ron's been hanging just a little bit longer. Hey, Ron.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, buddy. You?
Hey, not too bad. Hey, you know, everybody keeps talking about these nukes.
Hold on, Ron. I think I just hung up on you. Hold on. I will learn how to use these buttons, I promise.
Oh, hey.
Hey, you're back.
Everybody keeps talking about these nuclear, especially these little suitcase bombs you could put on a yacht or something. And the one who has been in the Army nuclear missile outfit, and this was in the late 60s, is that they're a very high-maintenance weapon. You got to know what you're doing. And the conventional explosive that sets off the critical mass in the to start a nuclear chain reaction is more dangerous than the plutonium and uranium critical mass.
Yeah, right.
And you got to know what you're doing. And the thing is that those weapons deteriorate if you don't use them. Because when I was in Europe, we used to have warheads come in all the time. We used to take old warheads out and used to ship them back to the States and to get new ones because they deteriorated that fast. Just sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
And
what are all these old nukes doing?
Somebody's got to know what they're doing to use them.
Yeah, well, they have scientists in Iran just like we do here.
The actual person who would deliver the thing and the other thing is about Iran, too, is that do you remember I think it was 1995, they made a big thing about the Air Force Academy's top graduates, and he was the son of the Shah.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't heard about him lately, and I keep hearing his stories. I know people are still in the military, that we have troops in Iran. I mean, the real advanced. They're not doing any. They're probably intelligence gathering, mixing with crowds. And I'm wondering if the Shah son is in charge of this, and there's this elite group that's so low under the radar. You don't know about them. What do you think?
I don't know. I'll have to do a little research on it first. That's the first.
Check it out, because he graduated from the Air Force Academy.
Okay. I'll look into him.
Okay.
Hey, later. Ron, thanks a lot, man. 303-713-7600. Rob in Vail. You're on AM760. What's up, Rob?
Hey, how's it going this morning?
Good, man.
Hey, I just wanted to touch on some of the callers that are calling in about, Iran and everything like that. And, personally, I think that, if we don't, do something about it, then we're going to be reactive about things instead of being proactive about it. I mean, we're talking about a third world country here that, doesn't have, yes, they have technology, but not as far advanced as us. And, as you can see that, we're not shooting off, test missiles and, so on and so forth, even though they don't get permission around, letting people know that, hey, we're going to be doing this. And, it's very sketchy. So in my opinion, if we don't do something about it now, it's just you're going to be, you're going to wait until absolute mass casualties happen over, a surprise attack on anywhere around the world, and then we're going to sit back and be like, oh, well, now we should do something, instead of being proactive about things and actually stopping this before it actually happens.
Well, who's to say that we are not testing missiles?
Well, who's to say that we are?
I don't know. I think that if we are, you'd want to be kind of secretive about it. And that's why it kind of scares me that Iran is saying, hey, we're testing some missiles. Because of UN rules and laws. You think back in the, before we bombed Hiroshima, we were telling people we were testing stuff in the deserts in Nevada? I don't think we were.
I'm only 21 years old, and I don't really have that much, background.
Right. I'm 34. I'm almost 35.
Okay.
But,
Where I'm coming from is that, it's something that has to be, we're talking about a third world country here, a country that, is very low, very poor. They're willing to do whatever. They're still fighting over, religion. I mean, it is all around the world, but we're talking about absolute, I can't even find the words right now, but it's just.
Well, I think there's a whole lot of paranoia being whooped up about Iran.
Yeah.
Where it seemed to be North Korea a couple months ago. Now, Iran's back on the radar with these whole UN talks and the summit. And, maybe they are just developing it for nuclear energy, I mean, I don't think I trust Ahmadinejad, I think he is nuts.
But why wait and see what happens? And then, why not go in and, try to figure out what's going on, since, they are doing these type of things and no one else around the world is. So why not step up into it now and try to figure out, hey, all right, this isn't, they're not doing nuclear energy. This is why.
You say nip it in the bud before it becomes a problem.
Exactly. That, right. And I think that's precisely why we went into in Iraq. You know, is, yeah, they had weapons of mass destruction. Do you think they're going to tell you on the news that, oh, hey, we found all these weapons of mass destruction in
Iraq, Rob, I do. I think if we would have found weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, we would have put a bow on them.
I don't know if we
would show, have said that. To show that we were right about it. But no, that we've never found those, so I can't say that we did. There were, you know, weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and we've never seen them.
Yeah, I don't think the government would let you know that if they did find it, that they're going to let you know. I mean,
I think they would because they've been told that they lied us into the war. So I think if they did find them, we would know about it.
I don't know. I don't think so. All right. I completely disagree with that.
Hey, Rob, appreciate it, man. Glad you're 21 and staying involved and keep listening, okay?
All right, thanks,
Rob. All right, buddy. 303-713-7600. Jim, I know you're next. Also got John and Nedelin, Mark and Cheyenne. Want to talk to all of you. But let me throw out this story real quick. And if you want to bite on this one, too, feel free for the next 40 minutes of the show. D.C. job alleged as attempt to deter Romanoff. Not long after news leaked last month that Andrew Romanoff was determined to make a Democratic primary run against Senator Michael Bennet, Romanoff received an unexpected communication from one of the most powerful men in Washington. Jim Messina, President Barack Obama's deputy chief of staff and storied fixer in the White House political shop, suggested a place for Romanoff might be found in the administration and offered specific suggestions, according to several sources who described the communication to the Denver Post. Romanoff turned down the overture, which included mention of a job at USAID, the foreign aid agency, sources said. Then, the day after Romanoff formally announced his Senate bid, Obama endorsed Bennet. It's kind of hardball tactics that have some to mark the White House's willingness to shape key races across the country, in this case trying to remove a threat to a vulnerable senator by presenting his opponent a choice of silver or lead. Along with other prominent examples, including an effort to stop New York Governor David Patterson from seeking re-election, the administration's tactics in the Colorado Senate primary show that Obama is willing to act as pointedly as his Oval Office predecessor, whose political chief Karl Rove was famous for the assertive application of White House power to extend the reach of his party. The White House said that no job was ever offered to Romanoff and that it would be wrong to suggest administration officials tried to buy him out of the contest. Mr. Romanoff was never offered a position within the administration, said White House spokesman Adam Abrams. Something fishy's going on there. I mean, if this comes to be true, if Romanoff was offered a job in lieu of not running against Senator Michael Bennet, I think we have a problem. But this has been going on for years and years in the government. But what does that make you feel like as a Coloradan when you have the President of the United States or his Chief of Staff, Jim Messina, come and basically try to coerce somebody out of a Senate race? Does that upset you? 303-713-7600. More of your phone calls on Iran. And if you want to talk about this Romanoff story, feel free. 303-713-7600. More of your phone calls next. But let's take a look at traffic with Todd Parker first.
We're still looking to delay.
One less chore. Pickup and delivery at your door. Dry Cleaning Station takes one household chore off your list. They'll pick up and deliver your dry cleaning to your home or office, no extra charge. Let Dry Cleaning Station make dry cleaning convenient or drop your clothes by one of their three convenient locations in Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Parker. Go to dcsdenver.com. Dry Cleaning Station, located on the corner of Care and Satisfaction. Get $10 free dry cleaning at Bargain Walk on 850KOA.com.
It's a lifetime event on October 15th. Go to denver.bbb.org for tickets and information.
Do you find yourself forgetting things? Don't feel as sharp as you used to? Then listen to what Steve from Minneapolis says about Neurostin.
I'm 51 and was feeling off my game. The young guys at my office, they're sharp. Meanwhile, I was having trouble forgetting names and important information. I've got to stay competitive. This is my life we're talking about. So when my wife saw an article about Neurostin, she called for a free trial.
Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with clinically proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. 1-800-900-3880.
Neurostin helps me keep up with the best of them. My memory's what it was 15 years ago.
A better memory's just a phone call away. Call now to try all-natural Neurostin risk-free while supplies last. For your free trial, call 1-800-900-3880 in the next 10 minutes and tell the operator you want to improve your memory for free. 1-800-900-3880. 1-800-900-3880.
Are you or a loved one asking repeated questions, forgetting to take medication, struggling for common words, or unable to recall short-term events? A clinical research study is now enrolling adults with memory loss or mild cognitive impairment to participate in a clinical research study. Volunteers may receive study-related medical care, investigational medication, laboratory testing, and cognitive testing. Medical insurance is not needed to participate. Taking action today may lead to tomorrow's answers. Call 303-477-CARE to learn more. If you or someone you know has memory issues, please call Radiant Research at 303-477-CARE. Are you or a loved one asking repeated questions, forgetting to take medication, struggling for common words, or unable to recall short-term events? Call 303-477-CARE to learn more. If you or someone you know has memory issues, please call Radiant Research at 303-477-CARE.
923, John Turk in for Jay Marvin on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. We have Children's Hospital in Baskin-Robbins at the station this morning. They got something awesome going on here. It's called Local Celebrities Support Baskin-Robbins Cones for Kids Fundraiser for the Children's Hospital. And this is going on in all Colorado and Cheyenne, Wyoming, Baskin-Robbins. They will donate 31% of all ice cream sales to the Children's Hospital during a Cones for Kids fundraiser. Local celebrities will be on site at many Baskin-Robbins locations. That's today from 5 to 10 p.m. For example, around town at the Baskin-Robbins at 4940 South Yosemite, Denver Bronco players Peyton Hillis and Spencer Larson also have our buddy here, meteorologist Mike Nelson, is going to be at the Baskin-Robbins at 3626 Highlands Ranch Parkway. There, I think that's the one at the, by Broadway. So I'm going to maybe go say hello to Mr. Mike Nelson. Also got Miss Teen Colorado, Emily Schluber, at the one on Mineral. And so they got a bunch of different stuff going on. If you want to go check out their website, BaskinRobbins.com, and see if you want to help out Children's Hospital. Again, 31% of all ice cream sales today goes to help Children's Hospital. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Jim in Broomfield. Hey, Jim.
Good morning, Mr. Turk.
What's happening?
Oh, just amazed at some of your callers today. I don't want to use the word idiot, but oh, I'm sorry, I just used it. Yeah, you can call it machismo. I think people are, if I be more kind to them, they're maybe thinking with their gut, not with their brain.
Uh-huh.
It seems like there's a lot of common sense in some of your phone calls today. I could pick apart a few, but let me just say this. The last kid you were just talking to actually think that there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq?
I was blown away by that comment.
They wouldn't tell us about it. Wow. Not testing missiles? Guess what? Yeah, we're testing missiles all the time.
I know we are.
What do you think is going on out in the ocean on those subs and stuff? So anyway, the one thing I did.
Well, thank you for backing me on that one, Jim.
Dude,
I'm sure we're testing missiles.
Dude, that was low.
And I'm sure they're not telling us about them.
That was low-hanging fruit there. Let me go to a little more complicated one. So, and I'll get off. You know, when Cheney lied us into a war and told us all this stuff was going on over there, I think any intelligent person might go, you know what? He knows there's no weapons of mass destruction over there. He's just trying to get a lot of people lined up behind him, so when we go in there, it's going to be okay. So now when you got a guy like Ahmadinejad saying he doesn't believe in the Holocaust, I'm sure he believes in the Holocaust, but why is he doing it? The same reason. He wants people that are, you know, not too bright to line up behind him and go, yeah, that was all a lie. The guy's an intelligent man. You had a caller earlier that said
he
that.
Is a lot smarter than we think he is.
He's not a freaking moron.
No, and, you know, everybody's afraid to hear him talk. You know, I'd actually like to sit down and listen to what he has to say.
Leaders tell lies all the time to get
exactly.
People to do what they want.
Yep. So it's all about a fear factor.
Yeah. And
maybe he's just trying to drum up some fear, you know, among Iranians
exactly.
About the Israelis.
And, gee, what other leaders do that? The U.S. leaders? Yeah. Hello. So they're all in the same game together, I think, so... Anyway, that's it, John. I'll keep it
Jim, thank you, brother.
All right,
man.
Care.
Have a great week. 303-713-7600. Let's go to John in Nederland, one of my favorite towns in Colorado. What's up, John?
Well, Kirk, how you doing today?
I'm good, man. You?
Good, thank you. Well, I'm an anti-nuke fellow.
I'm an anti-nuke, too. You know, and I got an email about, you know, I was saying nuclear weapon. We use nuclear weapons. No, we use an atomic bomb. You know, I kind of clump those into the same category. But, yeah, I'm against atomic bombs, nuclear weapons, all that.
Yeah, I mean, during the 70s, the Ford administration was going to help Iran get go nuclear for their energy. I mean, he was already setting that in motion. So now that they're trying to, they say they're trying to do that now. Now we're all up in arms about this. But we have to sort of look at the geopolitical part of this. What would we do if we had foreign troops on our borders on both sides? You know, we have American troops in Iraq, American troops in Afghanistan. We completely have them boxed in. So, I mean, except for the north side. Now, what would we do as a country if that was happening to us?
Yeah, what would we think if we had, like, let's say Iraq had a military base in, like, Sedona, Arizona, you know?
Yeah.
What if we had people set up on, like you said, on the Mexican border, on the Canadian borders? And you'd feel threatened, wouldn't you?
Yeah, he's there to protect his people. But, I mean, I don't want him to go nuclear. I definitely don't want him to have nukes. I mean, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't want him to have nukes. I think we should say no. We don't want you to have nukes, but we should also say we shouldn't have nukes either. Let's put ours on the table and.
Yeah, and I think Israel is. Even though he's slamming Israel from time to time, they're a big boy. They can take care of themselves.
They are.
And if they
their arm is to be feared.
Oh, yeah. And if they feel the need that they've got to do it, well, they'll probably do it. But I just had to throw that in there. I've got to get into one other comment I want to make about Iran. People keep on saying they're a third world country.
Just it's not a third world
country. It's one of the oldest civilizations in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, they're.
Involved. Yeah, I meant to call that caller. Yeah, they're not a third world country.
They are not a third world country.
Yep.
So.
All right, man.
I've got to get into my office and get some work done.
Get it done. Go to work. Be glad you have a job today, John. 303-713-7600, the phone number here. We've had some pretty good calls so far this hour. What do you think? If you disagree with me and saying, hey, it's cool for us to carry nuclear weapons, but we should say to countries like Iran, North Korea, no, you can't have nukes. Is that all right, or is it hypocritical? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mark in Cheyenne, Wyoming. What's going on, Mark?
Thank you, sir. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. What's up, bud?
I'd like to make 2 points if I have time. First and foremost, I'm in absolute favor of nuclear disarmament for all countries, and I think that it's funny how this is only become an issue as of late. I think the fact that it hasn't been the political arena in America for seems like 10 or 20 years is an absolute joke.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, I'd like to point out some history of Iran. Forgive me because I'm ad-libbing here, but Chomsky talks about it in his book, Failed States, how throughout the 50s, 60s, and early 70s, they had a dictatorship installed by the U.S. that did business with us. They were an okay country, but as soon as the Ayatollah overthrows the country and they start pursuing their own interests, they become this enemy United States.
Yeah, it's if we don't like elections that go on in different countries around the world, we feel like we need to get involved, like with the Iranian election, and remember Iraq. We went in saying we want to have public elections, and they had those, and then they didn't like the results.
Exactly, and I think that's.
It just seems like meddling. It just seems like meddling to me, and yeah. I'm sick of meddling in other countries' affairs. That's where I'm at right now. It's like, I understand that we're a global community. We all got to start thinking of togetherness, and we all got to start acting for the climate, Maybe this nuclear energy program that they're building is what he says he's trying to do, just to get cleaner energy. But I don't necessarily say I believe Ahmadinejad. But, in this day and time, I think I think we need to get the hell out of the Middle East.
I agree, and I just wanted to point out that
I don't know what good is going to come out of there with
US
us being
foreign
there.
Policy is either do business with us and our companies, or you're an enemy.
Yeah,
I think that's how it.
Yeah, man. Hey, if you get a chance, read the book John Perkins' Confessions of an Economic Hitman.
All right, man.
I mean, you'll be blown away at some of the stuff that our government has been doing. Blown away.
Yeah, and as well as that Chomsky failed state. I mean, he outlines it.
Yeah, we had him on this. We had him here on the station a few weeks ago. David had him on. And I'll try to see if we can get him back on to talk about this.
Great.
And I think some of the things that Jimmy Carter has been saying lately needs to be looked at as well. And it looks like, he's been saying some things about Israel that is raising a lot of eyebrows. But, hey, man, I appreciate the phone call.
All right. thank you.
Mark, take it easy. 303-713-7600. Want to take more of your phone calls. We're about 28 minutes before we got to send it over to Ed Schultz. So Kathleen, Karen, TJ, don't go anywhere. I want to talk to you as well as anybody else who wants to get in on this. Also, you can reach us at am760.net. Go to the J. Marvin page. Right underneath his picture there, you'll see a little thing that says instant message of the show. If you do that, me and David will get all those emails, and I have been forwarding on well wishes to Jay as well. So if you can, just hang on. We'll get back to your phone calls at 303-713-7600. Also going to read this letter. This is awesome. This letter that Michael Steele sent out. You know, he's the head of the RNC, or chairman of the Republican National Committee. He sent out a mass email to all their conservative friends about this Obama song that was being sung in school. You're going to love this letter, so I'll read this on the other side. We'll be back. Todd Parker in traffic is going to fill us in.
We're still looking at delays on I-70 over that elevated stretch following a late accident that occurred right around Brighton Boulevard. Westbound 36, also a little bit sluggish on that approach to Wadsworth. Off the main roads, they're mopping up that accident, 2nd and Sheridan. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the low 70s today, currently sunny in 55. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Log Home and Timber Frame Expo is coming to the Denver Merchandise Mart this Friday through Sunday. For more information and a discount on your admission, visit loghome.com and click on shows. That's the Log Home and Timber Frame Expo this Friday through Sunday at the Denver Merchandise Mart.
It's an upscale neighborhood restaurant, and with Bargain Watch, you can eat there for half.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
We're here 24 hours a day. It's private. If you take the cordless phone into your bedroom and shut the door, you can get a reading that is confidential and intimate because you're not face-to-face. I'm Marin with California Psychics. You can call up to keep that privacy, and we respect that privacy.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
We're always there. Spur the moment.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com for a phenomenal phone reading. That's 1-800-PREDICT. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
As a Visa Signature cardholder, you're invited to shop and save with discounts at top retailers, from jewelry to apparel and electronics. For the most current offers, visit Visa.com/signature. More people go with Visa.
Have some additional information for you.
Ooh, thanks.
You can receive money-saving Ford service offers by email.
Oh, great.
You can also have the latest Ford service offers sent directly to your mobile phone.
Great again.
Just go to GenuineService.com to sign up.
GenuineService.com. Got it.
It's a website.
Yes, instrument panel. I'm familiar with websites.
You'll find them on the web.
I know where to find them. Just be clear.
Visit your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer today.
In this stressful economy, smokers are smoking more and being taxed more. It's not fair. Close to 500,000 Americans die every year from smoking. You know the facts. Introducing Smoke Assassin, the electronic smoking device that's just like the real thing. And look, smoke rings of water vapor. We'll give you the Smoke Assassin, a $120 value free. We can't say you'll quit smoking, but thousands quit every day. We can't say it's a healthy smoke, but you do the math. No tobacco, no tar, no chemicals, no poisons, no smoke, no ash, no smelly clothes, and no guilt. You blow out rings of water vapor. Smoke Assassin looks real, it tastes real, and it really satisfies. Call now and get the Smoke Assassin free. Again, it's a $120 value, yours free. Do it for your family, do it for your kids, do it for your health, do it for you, and do it for free.
Yes, do it for free. 1-800-605-9503 for you or a loved one. 1-800-605-9503. The first 200 callers get one for free. 1-800-605-9503. 1-800-605-9503. That's 1-800-605-9503.
Do you want to create more power and greatness for your life and career? Are you ready to transform your way of thinking and explore the mysteries of your mind? Then catch the Inevitable Radio Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
John Turkey in for Jay Marvin and David Sirota. David will be back tomorrow talking about Iran and disarmament. I've thrown it out there this morning that I think that everybody should disarm. The United States, Russia, China, North Korea, and even these countries that are trying to develop nuclear weapons. What do you think? 303-713-7600. I've been told it's unrealistic. Been told that Ahmadinejad is a nut and that there's no way we should allow him to have nuclear weapons. What do you think? 303-713-7600. I also want to read this letter. Have you heard the kids singing that Obama song in school? And that's, it's a big talking point for folks on the right now. I think it was taken, this video was taken like 5 months ago, but, one of these teachers was teaching their kid how it was, I don't know what class it was in, but they're all singing this Barack Obama song. And folks on the right are definitely arming up against this one, just saying that's an indoctrination in our schools to praise Obama. And then this letter gets sent out by Michael Steele, chairman of the Republican National Committee. I know I just wrote you yesterday, but this video just came to my attention. I'm so outraged and stunned by its content that I had to share it with you immediately. And then he posts a link to the YouTube video. Watch the video now and see the indoctrination of our nation's greatest treasure, our children. In the video, impressionable youngsters at a public school in New Jersey, most of whom are no more than 6 or 7 years old, have been instructed to sing the praises of Barack Hussein Obama. One song is even set to the tune of the Battle Hymn of the Republic. That is the type of propaganda you would see in Stalin's Russia or Kim Jong-il's North Korea. I never thought the day would come when I'd see it here in America. This is the type of fanaticism Republicans are up against as we fight to stop the Obama Democrats' radical leftist transformation of America. Man, seriously. The only way our party can defeat their liberal ambitions is by electing more Republicans in the upcoming 2009 state elections and the critical 2010 midterm elections. Do your part today by making a secure online contribution of $10, $25, $50, or $100 or whatever you can right now to the RNC. Your gift will provide the resources we need to reveal the Obama Democrats' true leftist intentions for our country and carry our Republican candidates to victory this fall and beyond. Please help us win this fight for the future of America. Sincerely, Michael Steele. P.S. The indoctrinating of the most impressionable members of our society is unbelievable unless you see it with your own eyes. Please watch the video of young school children literally singing the praises of Barack Obama that their teachers have taught them. Share it with your friends, family, neighbors, or anyone you think may be concerned by this. Then make a donation. I mean, do you like this terminology here? Obama Democrats' radical leftist transformation of America. You know, I can't say I'd want my kids in a school singing a song pro or anti-Obama. You know, I think we need to leave... you need to teach politics, but I don't think you need to try to teach your kids to lean one way or another against a specific person or politician. You know, but I think that the whole right outrage on this video is just ridiculous. Anyway, what do you think? 303-713-7600. Back to the phones. Let's go to Bill in Douglas County. I think Bill disagrees with me. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, John, yeah. I wish I could bottle a fake outrage. I'd get rich selling it to these guys.
To the RNC?
Oh, yeah.
I know. Isn't that great?
And to Sean Hannity and all those kinds of
things. Our indoctrination of our nation's greatest treasure, our children.
They're definitely in fake.
But they don't want to offer children health care.
I know. Hey, listen, I'm usually pretty in harmony with you guys, but, you are a lot more blasé about Iran than I ever would be. There's a distinction I think you need to make here between stable, rational governments and hopefully stable democracies having these weapons and places like Iran, which are all ginned up on this rhetoric. They hang underage gays, alleged gays. They
are on a jihad against the Baha'i people. I mean, it's just a horrible regime. And to compare them with us in terms of a moral equivalence of having nuclear weapons or not, I think is just wrong. It just doesn't pass.
Well, what our moral equivalent or what our moral platitudes are and what Iran's are not going to be the same. In each country, you're going to have different morals.
I understand that, but again, to say it's equivalent, to say, hey, we're all different, therefore we're all the same. No, I mean, they have a fundamental human rights issue. I mean, if you're a person who likes to see a 15-year-old gay kid at the end of a rope, maybe you like Iran. Maybe you think it's great, and I'm not saying you personally, I'm saying in general. Maybe you think it's great that Iran has more power more in the world. I think a country like that, and like I said, they slaughtered the Baha'is. The civil rights, the human rights situation in Iran is abominable. This fantasy that it was a democracy, I think...
The human rights situations in other places in Africa are abominable, too, but you don't see us there. Do you see us meddling in their affairs? No.
I don't want them to have nukes either for the same reason. I mean, I agree with you. Fewer nukes is better. But nukes aren't going to go away. That's a reality. Let's live in the real world, not some projected fantasy. And say, well, if someone's going to have nukes, who's it going to be?
Right. Okay, but Bill, I've had this argument here when we've talked about gun control, right? If everybody has guns, nobody's going to be committing crimes because everybody's going to be thinking somebody else has a gun, right?
Well,
I've heard that argument.
Well,
okay,
that's wrong.
Then okay.
You've got to assume people are rational, and they're not rational.
But was it okay for George W. Bush to have his hand on the nukes?
More so than
Ahmadinejad?
For me, it's a little worrisome, to be sure. But, I mean, in general, I think we live in a democracy, and I'm much rather have George. Well, he already had his hand on a nuke for 8 years. I was never worried that he'd go nuclear in any situation, even though I think his folly in Iraq is unspeakable, incredible. I never thought for a minute he'd go nuclear there. I never lost a minute's sleep over that possibility. Maybe I'm naive, but I never did. It's not just George Bush. I mean, he would never do that unilaterally. There's a Joint Chiefs of Staff. There's a whole bunch of people he would consult. Unless a protocol violated where we were attacked with a nuclear weapon, then maybe it's pushed a button now. Maybe there's a whole, thing. But in terms of making a decision,
but if that happened, then, it's the end of the planet, dude.
Right.
If we get a nuclear war with anybody, it's over.
He would never make that decision unilaterally. So, no, I wasn't really too concerned about that with him. I was more concerned about the little mischief he could get into with conventional types of things rather than that. But to compare us or France or other countries with nuclear weapons to Iran, I think that's just it muddies the argument. I mean, Iran is just it's really a rogue state. It's not just a different state. It's a rogue state. Complete disrespect and disregard for human rights across the scale. I mean, that's just unacceptable for them to have a nuclear weapon.
All right.
And their rhetoric against Israel, hello. I mean, do you think that's for nothing? I mean, do you remember what was said in the 30s by the jury? I mean, Hitler said everything he was going to do. He laid it out there. And now it's happening again. I mean, is that for nothing?
Well, let's hope not. I hope we learn, And I don't know how anybody could deny that the Holocaust ever happened. But like an earlier caller said, maybe he's just saying that to drum up fear in the public there.
Well, there's a lot of stuff that's for internal consumption, to be sure. And that's why, by the way, even if there was the slightest little dust-up in Iran, if there was some incident in the Straits of Hormuz there, they would demagogue that internally to say, hey, the big American devil's after us. We got to batten down the hatches and all sing the same tune. And they would make progress with that. People that are on the fence would feel obliged to get on board with Ahmadinejad and the government line at that point. And we got to be careful about empowering that. But to just sit by while they get a nuclear weapon, while they're doing rocketry and stuff, unacceptable.
All right, Bill, thanks for the call, man.
Bye.
All right, it's a fairly split crew this morning. Half say everybody disarm, half are saying, you can't let Iran have nukes, but it's okay for us to have them. Where do you land at 303-713-7600? Let's go to Kathleen and Granby. TJ, I'm coming to you next. Hold on. Kathleen, good morning.
Hey, how are you this morning?
I'm good. You?
I'm stuck in traffic on I-70 trying to get back to the to Granby, but...
Bummer. What's all the traffic up there for?
Well, now I'm down on 70 in Denver right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to hit it.
Yeah, but the reason that I called in is about the United States diplomacy, if you will, of meddling in international affairs. In particular, I don't believe that Iran would have the resources right now or over the last few years to be generating nuclear weapons had it not been the fact that we had attacked Iraq. It seems like we forget about those troublesome little facts of history.
Right.
About the
minute details of us going in and invading Iraq.
Yes, and who was the biggest enemy of Iraq? Iran. Yeah, and what was it? Somewhere around 2 million people were killed over that eight or nine year war. But yet we decided, we being the Republican Party, George Bush decided that intervention was the right thing to do in Iraq, and again the balance of powers. Look what happened there. And I have one more little factoid to add about human rights. It seems that seldom when we're talking about the Middle East do we discuss the human rights of half of populations, in particular the female half of populations. Look at Saudi Arabia, where women are nothing but absolutely but chattel.
Yep.
And in Iran, although women don't have the rights that they have in Western countries, certainly many more, they don't have to wear the chador, they get college educations. My feeling there is I don't know, the question about their having nuclear weapons is a frightening one. In particular, my concern is that we have a situation much like what we have and are fearful of having in Pakistan today. But I don't think that we should align ourselves with countries where half of the population are basically slaves. That is really bothersome to me. No, I'm not happy about what's going on in Iran, but I sort of have a feeling that I think that country, the populace, is more educated than what they are in other places, and I think with education comes the desire for freedom and democracy. So my hope is there that internally they'll turn the corner. But once again, we need to pay attention to history and what happens when we meddle. We upset the balance of power, and now we've got, you know, another nuclear power in the world. And that's really all I've got to say.
Well, it's a mouthful. Kathleen, thank you so much. You added a lot there.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks a ton. I'm just going to let you guys talk. I'm just going to pull you up and let you go. TJ in Denver. What's up, TJ?
Morning, John. I have a couple comments. One, I'm glad you remembered 18 years ago your first kiss.
Oh, thanks, man.
That's a real gentleman. Two, I love Ned. It's Ned, not Netherlands.
Yep.
And the Blue Owl bookstore has the greatest brownies in the world.
I know, man. I did stop there last time, and they are awesome.
Yeah. Here's something we really need to look at. Headline, New York Times. U.S. job seekers exceed openings by record ratio. 6 jobless for each spot.
Is that right?
Yes. Here, let me read this quickly.
Wow.
Job seekers now outnumber openings 6-1, the worst ratio since the government began tracking open positions in 2000. According to the Labor Department, the latest numbers from July, only 2.7 million full-time permanent jobs were open, with 14.5 million people officially unemployed. This is a threat to our national security.
It is.
We need to have, and I'm suggesting you and David have a full week on our economy, the Fed system, the banking system, the consumerism, how we are going to re-up our economy for all people.
All right, TJ. I'll look into that, man, and maybe we need to have an AM 760 job fair.
Something
try to hook up as many Coloradans as we can with jobs.
This is not a Democrat or Republican.
Well, no, it's an American problem.
American
it's a people problem. Yep.
And we all need to get together, and both these parties need to get on board with us also.
All right, TJ. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, see
you.
303-713-7600. Dan and Aurora, you're on AM 760. I'm John Turk. Hey, Dan.
Morning, John.
Morning.
I think we're probably the wrong people to talk to Iran about nuclear weapons.
That's what I've been saying all along.
Well, it's twofold. The last 6 years, we've shown Iran exactly what happens to countries that don't have nuclear weapons to defend themselves against us.
Good point.
And also, I mean, it was a couple decades ago, Carl Sagan wrote a book with a co-author. They talked about what they called a minimum sufficiency deterrent of 3,000 nuclear weapons, that anything more than that would be a nuclear winter, which would end life on Earth. And we've got almost 9,000 ready to go right now. So
I was just looking at the numbers, too. We have more than anybody.
Yeah, I don't think we're really the ones.
By thousands. Yeah, and I don't, that's what I'm saying. It's hypocritical. I don't think we should be saying, no, you can't do this. Look at us. And we actually, you know, dropped an atomic bomb on Hiroshima. So
supporting people who want to vote against Ahmadinejad is one thing, but telling them how to run their lives is another.
Right. Or us even getting there and kind of meddling in their elections. I'm not too into that either. Man. Did we have the UN come and meddle when George Bush stole the election here? Were any other countries saying, hey, no, wait a second. Al Gore is the real president. No, we didn't. He didn't have that going on worldwide like what was going on here when their elections were played out a couple months ago.
Yeah, we can't just do as we see fit.
Yeah. No, man. Great stuff. Dan, thanks a lot, brother.
Thanks.
Have a good one. Let's try to get George in Arvada. Mark and Eric, you guys hang on. I'm trying to squeeze you all. I also want to throw out a quick hello to a very nice lady who called me last Friday. Her name was Joanna. Told me about a Grateful Dead. It was a garage sale, Grateful Dead garage sale. So I went out there and met Joanna and Ricky and Bill, and they're all listening to the station. They're all probably out there right now. So just wanted to say hi. Loved the stuff I got at the garage sale. So I hope you're having a great day there, Joanna and Ricky and Bill. But your phone call's next, 303-713-7600, 7 minutes before 10. Todd Parker in traffic.
That accident in westbound I-70.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Great. Buy the company and you go into debt.
And if things don't work out, you declare bankruptcy.
But you can't buy a company and then say to the company, oh, by the way, that money that I bought you with, you have to give it back to me. But I still own you. Do you get what I'm talking about? This is insane.
Tom Hartman, weekdays at 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo of your language software, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-400-2969. 1-800-400-2969. 1-800-400-2969.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
When did you start feeling older? When was the last time you felt active and alive? When you felt alert and energized? If it seems like you're often tired and you don't feel as good as you used to, you should know it doesn't have to be this way. If you want to go from aging to active, get ready to call because we're giving away free trials of a fish oil formula that guarantees you'll feel a difference. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-500-3968. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-500-3968 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-500-3968. That's 1-800-500-3968.
All right, I only got a couple minutes left. I'm going to squeeze as many as I can in here. So if you can, just try to keep it to about 30 seconds a call. Mark, go ahead. I'm going to let you go. Hey, Mark.
Mark?
Yeah.
Okay. John, this is yet again a function of the Israeli lobby that has taken over the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, and our mainstream media. Israel has a nuclear weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody talks about this. Nobody talks about this.
Jimmy Carter is, I think, a little bit.
What's that?
I think Jimmy Carter has been lately.
Well, but he's the only one, and nobody hears much about him.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't hear one squeak about this. The Sunday newscast yesterday was all they're talking about Iran. Nobody mentions Israel. Israel has nuclear weapons against the international treaties. They're not supposed to have them. Nobody mentions this.
Yeah, no, it's not. And that's what I'm trying to do this morning.
Well,
all right.
Good job.
Hey, Mark, thanks a lot for calling in, man. I wish I had more time to give you some more seconds here, but I got to run.
Yeah,
all right. Jake in Pueblo, you're my last call of the day. Sorry, everybody, that didn't squeeze in. Jake, go ahead.
Just to echo the previous caller, very, very simply, the idea that Israel, India, Pakistan are not even signatories to the Proliferation Treaty, and yet they can have them, and we encourage it. And Iran is actually a signatory to the Proliferation Treaty, and we put the squeeze on them. It is hypocrisy of the highest order. There are 22 times more Western soldiers in the Middle East than there were during the 12th century during the Crusades.
Yeah. Hey, man, thanks a lot for the call, Jake. Call me again, man. I'm sorry I'm out of time. Everybody, great take this morning. Thanks for putting up with me for the last 3 hours. Ed Schultz is coming up next. David Sirota will be back tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody.
If you're in sales or own your own business, how long will it take you to find one really great sales prospect? A day? A week? A month? Well, what if you could...
What if I told you have instant access to exciting perks that'll make your everyday a little more special? Well, with a Visa Signature card, you do. Because with Visa Signature, you get great perks, like an exclusive discounted rate at Hilton Hotels when booking online. Now through September 30th, 2009, Visa Signature cardholders receive a 25% discount off Hilton's best available rate, just in time for summer travel. That's 25% off, just for being a cardholder. To take advantage of Hilton's summer perks, book your stay at participating hotels now at visa.com/Hilton. So look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you get dozens of perks beyond the points, miles, or cash back you already receive. To see all the perks, visit visa.com/signature. Offers subject to availability and other restrictions may apply. Book your room now at visa.com/Hilton to take advantage of this great summer travel perk. More people go with Visa.
Colorado's Progressive Talk, KKZN.